This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
It was like we went into a temporal rift
in space and time, and we already played a great game.
I'm short now.
Lots of laughs and cursed items, and it was great.
Did you get a sinking chair too?
No, I'm just really short right now, and I want to raise my chair up, but then when my fat ass sits down, the chair goes down. So I got to raise it all the way up, then get in here. Because although I am a 5'9", I got a super short torso. I am all legs.
Yep.
So, yes, tell us more about short torsos.
Short torso! So in order to look like a human, I need to raise my chair.
If you were here for our game of Dungeons & Dragons.
Learning about Amber's short torso. And tiny
okay.
head.
Okay.
So, where are you guys left off? Yeah. You had just taken the Staff of Time and realized that it was a very terrible decision because the entire time continuum was starting to unravel itself around you. The only way to make sure the world doesn't end itself is to either put it back, which means you have to go get the portal device that the Lord of the Winter Court has, or you have to give it to the Lord of the Winter Court, who's the only being powerful enough to wield it.
Yes, but he's a douchebag.
Okay, he's a douchebag. Duly noted. Yes. He's a jerk. We've already met him.
Yes. So you found Vishal, Christine's character, last week to help you raid the vault that it is contained in, because you decided to go with the lesser of two evils and get the portal device.
Yes. It's where they put Pinocchio, like, every 7 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, I see.
The vault.
Moving on.
Disney joke.
So they can make more money?
So they can charge $30 for Blu-rays.
Yeah, because then they take it out of the vault, and it's like a big
and then
deal.
It's like the diamond edition.
Yeah.
We take your money.
It'll be back.
Okay.
This is why I mumble these things. Keep going.
But when you mumble, Ryan always goes,
What?
I have to stop everything just to know what you said.
What?
Great, thanks.
Feel free to pick on Ryan if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've already got three doing it. It's fine.
I think you have more than three.
That's true. okay. And so, you just killed a lich and a giant baby inside the corridor that you are trying to get to the vault in. So, currently, you just kind of ended. And
what happened to Vishal?
Vishal's standing before you still.
Great.
And as you mentioned that,
stop getting distracted.
I'm sorry.
Does anybody have some Adderall he can borrow? Or something along one of those lines?
Anybody?
Maybe.
Joe, No,
I was just kidding. It's a joke.
You got a vacation, but you're still on parole.
Fine.
You see, Lydar, you're holding the staff.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, Garrick was the last one holding it.
No, I took it back.
No,
you took it back?
Wasn't me.
I went, phoom!
Okay, cool.
As soon as they was finished with this power.
So you're holding the Staff of Time, and it immediately, yes?
No, that's me holding the Staff of Time.
Oh. Do you want it?
No, it's big.
It's over here.
It's too big for me.
I can put it next to you. I can do it.
Wow.
Just have to go behind
Spared no expense.
Spared no expense.
Do you want to put your little hand around
Hundreds
it?
Of dollars of 3D printing. I'm holding the staff.
We will hold the staff.
Okay.
30 artisans and $600,000 worth of 3D printing.
Three men died.
Mm-hmm. No. Six lost fingers.
At least.
Four lost. Something else.
Ew.
What?
Staff time sounds like it's already causing problems.
Stop it. Stop rubbing the staff.
My God. Anyway.
Yeah.
I like when you hit yourself in the face. It's my favorite part.
You watch as the blade illuminates the entire room with a blinding white light.
Hold on.
crack in time brings in hashtag enemy into the present. A milk soaked fart and hearty zombie.
Oh, not that guy again.
How are you
so,
free?
As the flash occurs, you see... Yes, thank you. A rift in time sucks Vishal out of existence.
and friend!
Right Buddy? Where she was standing, a new person shows up in her place.
Oh, hey, replacement friend.
Hey, fine.
You'll
fine.
Do, I guess.
What are we doing in this deep, dark corridor? I was busy singing to my bird friends in the forest and communing with nature. This is a damp, dark... What?
Hello! I'm Garrick Nightshaper.
Garrick... what's a Garrick Nightsaber?
Nightshaper. I'm a half-elf, you see, and these folks work for me. I've recently been resurrected, so my memory isn't great. Have we met before?
I don't believe so.
Oh. Well, pleasure.
I'm Lydar Minx.
I'm Azira.
Lydar
Minx.
He's an orc.
Azira. I'm an orc.
Oh. A half-orc.
Half-orc.
Mostly orc.
He's my bodyguard, you see. He's a muscle.
I believe that all creatures are worthy of being treated as equals and individuals.
Oh, let's get Vishal back.
Yeah,
right
how
now.
Do we get her back?
I mean, hello.
As that's happening, through the same rip in time, another being enters through into your world. You see a man in a business suit, wearing parts of a very rusty, but like just little bits of an Iron Man suit, and he's covered in milk. And he's like, What is this? What? I was supposed to be doing the taxes for the king, and I need to get back there immediately.
Doing the taxes for the king?
That was, yes.
Oh, is he handsome?
He wears glasses.
Yes, he's very smart, I think.
He has a mustache.
He wears a business suit.
Some kings...
Yeah, he had a little...
That improves people's appearance. I think glasses sometimes really add something to somebody's face, gives them an air of being intelligent.
No.
Hello, everyone. I am sending you a hashtag enemy that wants to rainbows you all. Don't worry, it fells green like a giant hug. Won't you join with me? Says a giant 15-foot techno-organics blob. It's interested in Garrick. I heard he was a champion.
Okay.
Oh. I see. People coming for me for my belt.
All right. And from, you see, swelling on the back of Farty Barty, a little blob of techno goo just falls onto the floor and starts swelling into a creature.
Oh.
Is this, like, legit Farty Barty, or is this zombie Farty Barty, or is this, like, resurrected Farty Barty? Like, what?
This is a zombie Farty Barty.
Zombie Farty Barty.
Everyone roll initiatives, please.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh. I went to look at the dice and I ran into the stack.
You did.
Stop hitting yourself. Then.
I got a 22. Mm. You got a 7 plus...
2?
So 9.
Not
so
1.
Oh. 8. Five. And he got an 11
plus 2.
So 13.
Okay.
I got an 18 and I have a plus 1 modifier, so 19.
Nice. 8 point first.
You got higher than 19, right?
Yeah, I got 23 or 22.
All right.
If I go first, I can't use my sneak attack and it makes me angry.
Well, technically,
yeah,
I could give you advantage saying that you are surprising them.
Yes.
Because they don't know that you're attacking.
Yes.
So
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I take this from you.
Okay.
Okay, so I would like to short bow.
Hi.
I raise it and I shoot it.
What?
At Farty Barty's knee.
Ouch.
That's just right there.
Map,
I don't understand. Farty Barty's knee.
It used to be an adventure.
I'm confused.
I got 8. That's not 17 plus 6, which is 20. So, no. A lot.
I think that's after.
I think 20
a lot.
Hit.
Yeah.
10 candles.
Mm-hmm. So then I will roll my damages.
Bye, damages.
Oh, boy.
Look at him roll.
Oh, dear.
Oh! He made the dice lucky. That's 9 damage.
Oh my gosh.
I rolled a 6.
Nice.
Thanks, Luke.
All right.
What exactly is it that we're fighting?
So there is a zombie Farty Barty, which appears to look exactly like Zach in a business suit and glasses.
Oh, dear.
And he's also kind of decaying. It's not great.
He's died covered a few in milk. Times.
And there's also this, this human-sized techno blob of things. Think Akira.
Blob of things. Oh. Okay. Is it gelatinous and liquidy?
Fleshy.
Fleshy.
Tetsuo!
I was hoping that I could justify it being water, but unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Mm.
No.
instead, I would like to attempt to charm the zombie Farty Barty to convince him to be on our side rather than attacking us. Okay. I have a charm person spell that I would like to use.
Lovely. You can give it a try.
Okay, super. I might need a little help remembering how to do this.
Okay.
So the attack save on it is wisdom.
Do you make a saving throw?
I think I have to make the save.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you just cast the spell and he has
All right, so I cast. Okay, super.
So he has to make
So you have to make a saving throw against it.
Yes. And zombies can be charmed.
Listen, I'm going to take my chances.
You have like a fuzz on you.
I believe in you.
You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range. Wisdom saving throw.
Yes.
That's a 5. So no.
No.
He fails.
Yeah, so it goes, perfect.
Charm him.
Listen.
Let's see. It fails a saving throw. It is charmed by you until this spell ends, which is an hour.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Or until your companions do anything harmful to it.
All right.
The charmed creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you.
Perfect.
So.
Great.
He's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, he's not gonna know for a long time, and we just need to remember to kill him in an hour. Yeah.
There we go.
That's true. Sneak up on him while he's like having a snack or something.
So, you hold up your hands and you kind of do a movement of, and you just,
bloop. Yes.
And like you see like flowers burst out of his ears.
Perfect.
And his eyes just kind of go glossy, and he just looks at you, like. Sorry, what was I mad about?
You just were a little hangry. You needed a snack, but you just had one, and now you're totally fine.
Grabbed a Snickers.
Yes, yes. Well,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're Danny DeVito.
It's true. Yeah. Okay. Very well. That happens. He is now regarding you as a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
I think this girl that randomly appeared is on our side.
Yeah, it seems that way.
So far.
Perhaps
so far. Yeah. Yeah. Give her a card.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a card. But I could offer you a... Would you actually work for me as a bodyguard by chance?
A bodyguard?
Yes, yes. Someone to protect me.
I mean, it seems...
He could be the brawn. You could convince people like you've just done.
Considering that I seem to have found myself in this... predicament in this deep, dark corridor, and it's possible that if I am a bodyguard for you, that eventually it will lead to some sort of reward. I accept.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Yes. Yes.
Appear through the port.
Who?
A Gungan named
Misa
and a
giant chin.
Foot
tall,
bloodthirsty
porg. Yes. Living together
forever and ever. Gonna get married today.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose turn is it?
It is your turn, Yurik.
My turn.
Why is the music so loud?
Shh, it's nice.
It's a little quiet.
Thank you.
I would like to walk up to the, Barty's on our side now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, she's
so the blob. So, I'm gonna walk up to the blob and I'm gonna use Shocking Grasp.
Ooh, okay.
Mm.
So it has to take some sort of save, I think.
I believe you're right.
You think we know all these by now?
I've been dead for a while. I haven't been this guy for like a week or two.
You've been different characters.
Yes.
That's right.
It must be very confusing.
Me
and Rob behind us and Rava.
Sorry. The purple sparkly attack.
So
oh, no, that's a
20.
Hold on.
Oh, it's just a regular melee spell attack, apparently.
she got a 7.
Okay.
That is good. This is very
she
good.
Didn't care.
Okay. So the Gungan is now at the top, and the Porg is about...
Did I do damage?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Did I do damage?
What'd you do?
Shocking Grasp.
Shocking Grasp.
So
I'm going to say you have advantage on this, so you have to make a melee spell attack.
Okay.
So you roll twice, take the higher.
14.
Okay.
Plus whatever.
That will hit.
Cool. So that's 2d8.
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 Oh, 2d8.
Yeah.
So I just grab hold of it.
13
thing.
Total.
13 total?
13 total.
For the blobby.
Right. Blah, 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 blah.
Cool. So you reach out and you just send an electrical pulse to the entire thing. You see it just undulate and writhe in pain. You hear like weird, like meshy screams coming from the inside.
Meshy screams.
Yeah, you know, like when you.
Nope.
When you like chiptune a creature that you have like a robot and you like break some of the internals and it's still making noise, but it's.
Oh, like when I hit my Furby with a hammer.
Exactly.
Trust you.
Got it.
Yeah.
Check.
As you hit it and it starts making these noises, it causes a ripple in time to occur, and now a Gungan jumps out of a portal behind him.
Huh?
And it's just, Misa, come, Misa! Hi!
Of course.
I come to kill you!
Well, that seems like you're jumping to conclusions.
That was like... not so stitchy.
Yeah, I was very forward.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're branching out from Stitch.
Yes, I am.
It's very good.
For example, I also randomly showed up in this location and I didn't immediately try to kill everybody.
Yeah, what the hell? True.
Yeah, how about you consider your actions, Gungan?
Misa busted with happiness seeing you say it.
It has to die.
but he's so
you're right.
Happy.
And I'm you like Gungans now.
I'm doing my best.
And standing right behind him. As a giant, well, a human-sized porg with blood dripping down its fanged mouth.
They have fangs?
And it's just yelling. Well, I mean, this one does, because it's ravenous and trying to eat people's. Cool. It even kind of, like, nibbles on the Gungan's ear as it comes out, because it's just
like
so
all
hungry.
Sexy-like?
Oh, dear.
No. anyway, it is now... The organic blob's turn. So, it is going to try and deal damage to you, Garrick, as you shocking grasp it.
Oh no!
It's going to grapple you.
Oh no!
Oh, dear.
I don't like blobs, no!
It swirls its body around you and encapsulates you, except all the way up to your head.
Yay! Oh no!
And you're starting to like
get
a little confined. Yeah. It's like it's starting to constrict you, basically.
Oh no!
If you don't break free next time, you're going to take damage.
Oh, so he does not take damage.
Not this turn, but he's grabbed. Okay. So he has to make a strength check to get out.
Okay.
It is now Lidar's turn.
Okay, yeah. I see Garrick is in trouble, and I go, "No, boss, you are not going to be in trouble." So I run towards Garrick. And I start attacking the blob with my. I'm gonna use my Captain America shield.
Okay.
From a distance, I start running. I toss it at him.
You all have some very interesting items.
Yeah, I have a Captain America shield.
What's its modifier?
It's been a
plus
long.
Plus 4.
A long campaign.
8 total.
8 total to hit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is not enough.
Aww.
So just it actually is. Puts up a nice metallic shield of all the electronics that's inside of its body, and it just ricochets off and comes back to your hand.
Shoo!
Put this away,
and I keep running, and I just do what happened to my weapons?
I don't know.
Were not my weapons?
Did you unwield them?
I thought you did.
I'm gonna unarmed strike him.
Okay,
Well, you also have the staff. Doesn't it do crazy damage, too?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll use the staff attack.
Okay, so roll a d20. 10 plus.
Don't know.
I gave you
the sheet. You wrote it down because I didn't write them down.
Oh, it might be in my other paper. I'm very unorganized.
Oh dear.
Not on that paper.
It was 1d12. Let's see. It was plus 6 to hit. It was 1d12 plus 1d6 of damage.
Yeah, I don't think you gave me that.
1d.
Or I wrote it somewhere.
Oh, there go my weapons. I found them.
Did you find them?
My weapons, not that one. I didn't write that one down.
So what is the staff?
So it's a plus 6 to hit, and it's 1d12 slashing. 1d6 radiant.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Staff of time. Na 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 na. Staff of time.
So 16 total.
16 to hit. Nice. That one will hit.
Eight plus five is 13.
Did I hit him?
You annihilate the blob.
Yeah! Oh. Does Garrick get injured in any way during that attack?
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, he's inside it, so you think he's right? Shut the fuck
up. Oh, no.
Shut up. Shut up.
You take...
No, I don't! You know how easy it is for Garrick to die? Because I do!
Heads or tails?
Tails?
Okay.
Oh. Oh my god, that's so loud!
I'm sorry!
That was dramatic.
It was a tails,
dun,
though.
Dun.
So you're saved.
You're okay.
Thank you. Oh, good, thank you.
You're fine.
Lie down, you're getting a raid.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. You've done great work today.
So yeah, you take your staff of time and you just precision slice right through and you just carve a nice empty area for him to come out. And the blob just dissolves into a parts bin.
That's me stepping out of the goo.
Just yes.
I breathe.
Okay. So that was Lydar's turn. Do you have anything else on your turn or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. So it is now going to be Zach. So do you want him to do anything?
Oh, yes. I would like him to clean up the mess that was made by the destruction of that blob. We are in somebody else's home. We don't want to seem like we have bad manners.
Understood. Okay. He opens up his briefcase, and inside he has, like, a dust broom and a little thing, and he just starts trying to sweep up and clean.
Perfect.
Okay. We are now up to...
You'll be the head of our human resources department.
Seeing as I'm very charming and excellent with other individuals, I think that that would be a good position for me. So okay. I accept.
Lovely, you're hired.
And she has a very eloquent dialect.
That is also very true.
I don't even know if that's the right words that I said, but she's eloquent. She'd be good at email. Your little hat flops when you do that. It's adorable.
Get it. Okay. So now the Gungan Misa looks to you all, and he's gonna try and do a tongue attack against Lydar. So he just Misa go kill you now.
That's all he can say.
He's gonna attack with his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an attack, my friend.
Well, it jumps out of his mouth, and
does it have a mind?
Is it a lick sentient?
Is it like a frog? Kind of situation with the
chameleon?
Tongue attack.
Yeah,
it's not
like literally leaving his mouth. It's just elongating and then wrapping around Lydar's neck.
Yeah. That is thinks you're very violent.
He rolled an 8 against your AC, so I think you dodge it out of the way. Okay. We are back up to Hilzira's turn.
Me!
Yeah.
Cool. Would you say that...
A plethora?
The Gungan is... engaged with Lydar.
You'd have to ask him if he's proposed
to him. This table's the funny table. So he is. So he's distracted. Cool.
Yes.
I would like to shoot my short bow at the porg in his little cute wing.
Okay, it's pretty big, but okay.
It's good that it's big. It's a bigger target.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very true. I'll probably hit it in like the lower third of the wing. Kind of like a piercing.
What's wrong with her face?
That's her character. It's great.
I don't know that I really approve of injuring animals, but if it's trying to eat us, I guess it must be done.
Do you see the
blood? So reasonable.
I got an 8 plus 6 is something. 14.
Yeah, it'll hit.
14.
Okay.
Cool. And then I will do my damage of 6 total. And now I will sneak attack and get up behind that Gungan and shake him in the butt. Because that's my height. It's just my butt height. 15 total damage to the Gungan.
Ooh, ow! Oh, God!
Dookie. And then I will hide away from the action in the shadows.
Okay, you go and hide.
Yeah.
Where did she go?
I would like to just emerge just slightly to go, and then like get back in the shadows.
All right. No. Now the porg is going to make an attack.
Porg.
Can we name the porg yet? Porgy the porg.
Yes, it's going to go after Rob.
Oh, no.
Ooh. He rolled a 15.
Uh-oh.
What's your AC?
My AC is 12.
Oh, okay. You are going to take 4 points of piercing damage as the porg lashes out at you, flapping its little arms as fast as it can and just latches onto your shoulder.
So it's currently, like, engaged, latched onto my shoulder?
Well, it's just like, bite, and then he recoils.
I wanted to be friends with you, but now I don't think I can forgive you for what you've done.
Ooh,
your turn.
Dang.
Well, she turned fast.
Yeah, she did.
I'm going to attempt to. I know I'm mad at the porg.
Okay.
But hear me out. There's more to this. Assuming this works out, I would like to use. I would like to use animal friendship.
Perfect.
To try to turn the porg over to my side.
Wonderful.
One sec.
That's a, if it has an intelligence of more than 4, then it has to roll a saving throw. If it's under 4, yeah, if its intelligence is over 4, then the spell fails.
It's a porg.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not very intelligent.
Not very.
So it's a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw? Yeah. I was just making sure it wasn't concentration.
No, it's wisdom.
I think.
Concentration.
Okay.
Did you get a taco?
Oh, no. He got it. Oh, man. He got it.
What? Nothing satisfies hunger.
He's been trying to get this all day.
Nothing satisfies hunger like a naked chicken taco chalupa from Taco Bell.
This stream is not sponsored by Taco Bell. No, it's
what
not.
Are you doing, man? We're fine.
It's just me.
You need a roll of Constitution save.
It's really insensitive 11. To eat something deep fried in front of me.
I'm going to have mild farts.
Ew, you're dropping stuff on Joe.
Oh, my God.
My floor. No, my beautiful floor.
Ooh, Taco Bell, we like games. We like chicken. The shell is chicken. Ooh, deep natural 20.
You're such a stereotypical host.
Why is it called a naked chicken taco if it's deep fried?
Because there's no taco shell. The chicken is the taco shell.
It's naked.
It's really, it's not very creative.
Nah, man, you just made out with that.
That's America right there.
Uh-oh.
Get a joke.
I've heard from him for a while. So I think it's time to make hashtag
skinless. Oh no, I hate when skinless does it. He always fucks us over.
Okay.
Are you
ready? There's one more thing coming. I don't know where it's going.
DM, are you ready?
One sec.
Bitch, are you ready?
There we go.
Bitch?
Oh, now you're ready. Oh wait.
Hashtag enemy Kenpachi Saraki of the Soul Society arrives after getting lost.
Uh-oh. I have no knowledge of this being.
Kenpachi. I know Bleach, but I don't know this character.
What? Yeah.
Bleach, Soul Society, right?
Kenpachi.
Are those the same thing?
It's long and not good, so.
Ooh.
Woo.
But what's his bucket with the bird? That was cute. I didn't make it with very far. I made it to like the fourth episode. The big guy
Bastion?
With the bird.
The guy with the bird?
What?
Overwatch?
No.
Is better.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kenpachi.
Thanks, Luke. I intend to.
Okay.
I'm scared.
So,
wait, tell me who's
did
left.
Did the porn get animal friendship?
Oh, yeah.
We need to know before Zach.
This is very important.
Before Joe takes over.
What is your spell save, DC?
My spell...
Because I rolled a 12. Does he succeed or fail?
My spell thing is 13.
Okay, so he failed.
Yeah.
All right, so he regards you as a friend.
Awesome.
All right.
Friendship
so
of animals.
You've got a porg that's on your side.
Yep,
you've
and
got,
a zombie.
And you got a Zach.
Yes, we're
a
just
zombie
gonna,
accountant.
Exactly.
Zombie
just accountant. Gonna commune with everybody and make one big happy army.
Fair enough.
Are you ready?
So yes. So you now have Kenpachi.
They say Kenpachi is a tall dude with a tiny girl sidekick.
Well, there's only one.
She can be molded on his shoulder.
That's fair.
Just scream things at him or something.
Okay, okay.
That's fair. Yeah, right.
Disfigured Kenpachi with a girl.
Calm down, patient.
Yeah, come on, all right. Joe.
So yes, there's a few people to choose from. There you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. So, the Borg that just made friends with you goes up to Vardy Barty and then begins to devour him very slowly from the feet up, so he experiences everything. And then as he digests, you see the Borg begin to squeal and cry, and it suddenly gives birth to 3 little eggs.
Cute!
One egg for each person. And then they begin to hatch, and those eggs become like Yoshis. And those Yoshis, they're Yoshi Borgs. But one of them is evil. The DM gets to decide which one.
Okay.
Wait, who
gets the Yoshi Borgs?
No, fuck you.
Who gets the Yoshi Borgs?
We each do. Not me. I'm not playing.
There's four of us.
Lydar, Ilzira, get one. Rava, the big one, becomes yours.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
But extends to become a Yoshi. I'm done.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
So, just to be clear, they're all Yoshi Porgs now.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm
even the big one.
Yeah, but one of them is evil, apparently.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm assuming that they have the Yoshi power of
swallowing, yeah.
And then whatever they swallow, they naturally acquire that power.
Yeah, and they can birth eggs.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay.
And so they become like a Mario Yoshi.
Yeah.
Can I ride it?
You can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Joe says yes.
First thing I do is I write it.
They also do the hover thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, is the big Porg also a Yoshi
yes.
Porg now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, super. Yeah. I got a giant Yoshi Porg.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is still your friend. So
yes, it is still my friend.
And Barty is gone.
And Barty is gone.
Barty is gone.
That's okay. He finished cleaning up the gelatinous blob disaster.
He served his purpose.
He served his purpose.
Okay.
Oh, and the Porg is now a friend.
Yes.
Forever.
Yep. Except one of the babies is evil, but we don't know which one.
Yeah, we don't know which one. That'll happen eventually.
Yes. Okay.
I think that's the nicest GM powers that Joe has ever done, given to us.
Not enough was going right for you.
Aw, thank you, Joe.
All right.
That wasn't a compliment.
So the Gungan, so we did this one. So you charmed him. Now it is now... Garrick's turn.
Can I be next?
Oh, yay! No, it's my turn.
You can be next after what else I have to do.
Okay. Well, I would like to use my Yoshi Porg.
Okay.
And go to attack the new enemy.
The
staring at me all weird.
I don't know.
What?
He's making fun of you.
Kenpachi.
What does he have things?
What's left?
There's
the bleach guy.
Yeah, the bleach guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm gonna use my porg to attach the bleach guy. So I'm gonna punch my porg on the back of the head to make the tongue stick out.
Okay.
And attach the bleach guy. Blang. Blang.
Blang. Cool. Okay. Roll an attack.
19.
Oh, thank you.
Does he have a modifier?
Yeah, the Yoshi.
Probably like a +4 dexterity check.
Great.
Something like that. Yeah.
And what damage does he?
I'm gonna say that it basically is a grapple,
and then you
can choose to use like a bonus action to reel it in.
Yes.
But my character has to make a dex save, or strength save to try and make sure that he doesn't get captured and eaten. So, you guys are good. I need to roll. Ooh, he is getting eaten. He rolled a natural 1.
Yeah!
So. Kenpachi is just struggling against the tongue. He's like, no, and he just enters into the mouth, and you see the Yoshi Porg able to now become ethereal because of the Soul Society. So,
sweet.
So you can now phase through matter.
Awesome.
Nice.
Can he also, when he's riding Yoshi?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, man. That's a rad power.
Good boy.
And did he get ejected in an egg?
Huh?
Did he get ejected in an egg?
Is there a little egg trailing behind my poor Yoshi now?
It doesn't have that ability.
It's just gone dead and assimilated into the Yoshi. Oh, well.
So is Kenpachi now dead?
Yes, he's gone.
Okay.
He has been absorbed. What about Jar Jar? Is he still here?
Yes, he is.
Okay, Jar-Jar's still here, guys.
Well, I went for the wrong one.
But it's also, his name is Misa.
Well, he's a Jar-Jar.
Okay, fine. So that was your turn. It is now Lidar's turn.
My turn!
Your
Yay!
Turn.
Okay, who's left?
So there is a Gungan Misa.
And, I'm going to go for that guy.
And then there's...
I'm going to go for that guy.
That's it? Because the pork's happy and nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the happy pork.
I'm going to pull out one of my javelins, go shoong, shoong. And from a distance, go foom.
From a distance.
Shoong.
13.
Plus 7.
13. Plus
20. 20.
That will hit.
1d6 plus 4.
4 plus 4 is 8.
And then as soon as I was I started running, took my great axe, and boom, came down on him. Plus 7.
Okay.
14 plus 7.
14 plus 7. 1d12 plus 4.
21. 7 plus 4, you say?
Yes.
11.
11!
11!
All right.
Dead.
There's just like a pile of Gungan parts as you're done with your several movements of slashing. It's a mess in this hallway now.
Lovely.
It's great.
I would like to remove the tongue to dry it out and use it as a whip.
Gross.
Dexterity check.
All right.
10.
Plus 2.
12.
You make a good enough cut. It's rough around where you cut it out of the mouth, but it's there.
Cool. It's just hanging on my belt. Yeah. Drying.
Chat time. Chrome the bus stop says, 40 minutes and Ryan is still in a cheerful mood. Something about this doesn't feel right.
You right, chat.
I can't spell
right.
word
You're
tongue.
Right.
Maybe I'm just happy
You're
today.
Right.
He did have a very large coffee.
I did. I really did.
And lots of sugar.
Yeah.
Ryan, it says Ryan took his I don't care pills today.
That's also true.
Where can I get some of those?
They're made for me.
Dang it.
Okay.
What are you doing
back there? What's going on behind that DMC?
Are you playing dominoes back there?
Just like a kitty litter box.
So now we all have Yoshi Porgs, and all the enemies are gone.
Yes. Yeah. Hooray.
We venture forth.
Okay.
Where exactly are we venturing to?
We gotta get to that, guys.
The Winter Court.
So, to catch you up.
It's a lot.
I'm gonna probably do a real bad job. But I'm gonna try. So there's the Staff of Time. There it is. It's lovely.
We have to kill a guy.
It does look like it was a lot of money and 3D printing involved in bringing that to life.
There's a lot of things.
Look at that.
So we have that. We're not supposed to. Apparently, we disrupted time when we took it from its little sleeping place or whatever.
Oh,
so we're trying to get this time portal device thing from this dickbag who runs this castle that you have been transported to.
Okay.
We're in like the alley.
And it's my father's
dungeons.
Fault that we're all here. Hey, how is the dear old dad anyway?
He died.
He murdered you and then he was murdered. But then you came back because you were reincarnated from some other guy as a baby.
Oh my God. So mostly he's all good.
So he's dead. Oh, your brother's dead too.
Oh, yeah, your brother died.
Yeah.
You know what? It's okay.
We've had a complicated couple of days.
I have a very complicated relationship with my family, so it might be better off if they were just dead. So look on the bright side. You don't have to have complex familial relationships that you're obligated to put some sort of energy into.
I enjoy
Everything
how
about
she
that
thinks.
Reassurance was terrible.
I thought it was good. He's such a daddy's boy.
Anyway, we have to go kill this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't.
We have to steal his portal device
go.
Thing. In the meantime, we might kill him. But he's also the only being that can use this thing to restore time.
I see.
So it's either we give it to him, but he's a dick bag and we don't like him, or we use his time device portal thing to figure it out.
Well,
we're going to take the non-dick bag approach.
It sounds
dickless
like...
Dickless bag.
Okay.
Dickless bag.
A bag of no dicks. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like either way, if we kill him or not, we have to go find him. And he's somewhere in this castle, you say?
Yes.
They're currently in the vaults. They're trying to get to where it's stored.
What does that mean? What's a vault?
Why do you think a vault is...
It's full of treasure.
I thought we were in the dungeons.
Treasure?
Like the little, the alleys and stuff that we were in before.
No, you guys...
With Swaggerful.
Yes, that's different.
Oh, well, if we're in the vault, is there treasure around?
You are still in the, like, the lead up to get to that. Yeah.
Oh. Like, well, great. It seems to me like maybe if we go further into here, it could be worth our while if we discover some interesting rare artifacts or other material goods to take along with us.
That sounds
good. I'm perfectly okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Go! Okay. Forward!
Marching orders, please.
What?
Marching orders. How
I would like to go first. For any locked door we come across, I will phase through it and unlock it from the other side.
I come right behind him because I'm his bodyguard.
Okay.
I would like to ride upon my giant Yoshi Porg.
Beautiful.
And I will follow behind the two men.
Okay.
And I will lurk in the shadows in the back, making sure that nobody sneaks up on us from behind.
Fantastic.
I'm also riding my Yoshi. But I look ridiculous because I'm big.
Gigantic.
I look wonderful.
Okay.
I look very tiny.
I wave to people who aren't even there from the back.
There.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, let's do something stupid. For reasons. It's time to duel the three-headed blue eyes ultimate dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh! As a hashtag enemy.
Oh, dear. A dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
What's a Yu-Gi-Oh?
What's a Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
Dragon.
So?
I know what I would do if I was the DM.
Kaiba!
I got really excited, but then I realized I'm not the DM.
A gust of wind fills the tunnel as you guys are starting to head forward, and you see just a single playing card dance around the room and land in front of you. Immediately, a dragon sprouts up from the card.
Does it do this?
I don't...
It's waiting.
Oh,
it's waiting. Your dad.
I see. Yes, yeah. It's engaged in play now. Yes.
Oh, that seems very handy. I'd like to store dragons in a card for my personal use.
I mean, you did really well with that porg. Maybe you could try it again on the dragon.
Who knows? I never really thought about whether or not dragons qualified as animals.
They're monstrosities.
But what about the one in the card?
They're too smart.
They're digital monsters, Digimon. Or no, wait, sorry, Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm sorry.
Digital monsters.
Does this dragon, what sort of powers does it have?
Considering what I'm able to do for this dragon,
yes.
It has maybe, like, a bite attack.
A bite attack. Oh, okay, great.
A lame dragon.
Can it be a baby dragon?
This is a lame dragon.
Blue-eyed suck dragon.
It's a baby dragon. It's $20 worth of baby dragon.
It's also like, if it was a full-size dragon, it would not fit in this corridor.
We would also die.
Great. Yeah. It's like somebody tried to unleash this card and they didn't really think it through.
Yes.
That's on them.
That's really, yeah, that's true.
Do they even have a trainer?
No, it's just sitting there ready to go.
Oh, boy. Well,
it doesn't have anybody tell us what to do.
No.
That's great.
But it is your turn, Hail Zera.
Oh, man.
We're keeping the same initiative orders.
Keeping the same initiative. I don't know what to do.
Anything. Just do something. Anything.
Well, now I'm going to take my sweet ass time.
Oh.
Nobody told me what to do. I am going to...
I have an idea. I would like to... Is this dragon attacking us already, or it's engaged and ready to go?
I'm going
to
hold my action because she's after me.
I would like to ride up on my Yoshi Porg to the dragon, and I would like to try and cast Gash's form on it so we can just pass through and move on to the next thing.
Interesting.
Yes. I can't see what I'm supposed to do for this spell.
You transform a willing creature you touch.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if it's willing, but I'm willing to take the chance.
Okay.
I'm just going to pet it nicely, because I'm as tall as it on my giant pork, so I'm just going to nicely, like, pat it on the head.
Yes.
Nice, nice blue eyes, ultimate, whatever.
dragon.
All right.
You're very adorable.
So you try and do it, but it just looks at you, and it just disregards your entire petting and altogether and. your spell unfortunately fails.
Darn it!
What do you guys want? What?
The chat would like to inform you that the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon has a neutron blast attack.
Duh!
I don't know why I want you to know that, but I thought I would pass
and
the information
forward.
And from
DM discretion, it will only have a bite attack. I'm sorry.
Spread the word, man! I swear to God!
It does have the damage of a bite attack.
What?
Fair
just
enough.
Call it neutron blast.
Okay.
This is how you do things.
Fine.
Very.
Also, when this is over, I need to tell you how to live your life. Just so you know.
If you want to tweet Chunk, he will give you life advice. Just tweet at Chunkerific.
Yeah. In person, we give you DM advice.
Yeah.
Outside of here, we give you life advice.
And fashion advice. Mm-hmm. He's also nice new outfit fashion. This week. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got his little Spider-Man shirt on. It's quite nice.
Flashy.
Check it out.
What? We're in a backwards cap because he's cool.
Okay. So.
It's a T-Rex hat. I don't know.
It says Tyrannosaurus. You attempt to
pet this dragon and convince it that it should turn into a mist of cloud. Yes.
But it decides that it should not.
Oh,
so now it is up to Garrick. What do you want to do?
Well, I would like to. I would like to. Can my Yoshi understand me?
Yes.
My poor Yoshi. I would like to whisper to it. You have one chance at this. Don't fuck it up. I want you to phase through its chest and then solidify and eat your way out. Go forth, poor Gilgit!
Oh my God.
Okay. So I'm going to say that how this works is I have to make a dexterity save to get out of the way of what you plan to do.
Okay. Two.
It rolled an eight.
Eight.
And I would probably set that as like a 10, so he still
fails. Yeah, so he fails.
Okay. Beautiful. Damage. Roll.
It's gonna
16 d20s.
No, roll 2d12s.
2d12s.
Ooh.
From the end.
Can she roll a 1d12 twice?
I could, but I'm going
He's
to
roll thinking about it.
11 Ooh, and 3,
11.
Which is 14.
14.
Okay.
Weak. That's you failed weak? Me for the last time, Pog.
You eat him? So
14 damage is not weak.
It's pretty
for
good.
For 2d12s? That's pretty weak.
That's decent.
It's not bad.
Anyway, you phase inside the giant,
Oh, I guess I'm still on its back then. Well, shit.
You never told me you were getting off.
You didn't.
He tried to indicate it by wildly gesturing.
You go there. I'll be here.
If you're
too late.
On its
nope.
back, you can also
I'm
fight
committed.
Him from
I'm
the
committed.
Inside.
I'm on its back. I'm inside this dragon.
Yes, you are.
You can also fight him from the inside. He can't bite you.
Yeah.
Or use his neutron thing.
You and the Yoshi Porg phase inside the three-headed dragon.
Oh.
Or yes, three-headed blue-eyed dragon. And you just burst from its chest like an alien chest burster.
You burst from its chest like a
very surprised by this because I didn't realize that like my spell hadn't worked. So from my perspective, Garrick was like it worked and I was like, "Oh great, we can all just pass through it."
That's right. Beautiful. Okay. I'm just kicking it on the side, watching this.
Yeah, yeah.
Giggling.
So, unfortunately, Lidar is in the blast range, and you're just covered with gore from the dragon.
Yeah.
It's just,
what color
it's
is
disgusting.
It? Is it
probably blue?
However, you managed to breach the surface, but you didn't take out like a vital organ yet, so it's still barely alive. But the neck is just like flopping around. It has no muscles left inside of it.
You left a kidney, didn't you?
Sorry.
You gotta get the other kidney.
So it is
exactly.
Now...
It can survive with just one.
Yeah. I mean, it's three-headed, so you out a couple, but not all of it. Mm. It is now Lidar's turn.
I run, pull out my great axe, and I start spinning in circles, but I'm constantly spotting.
Like a ballerina.
Okay.
You're like doing Shanae turns with an axe.
Shoot, boom, and I hit him with my great axe.
Okay.
You rolled a 7.
Plus 7.
14. That'll hit.
Yeah.
1d12 plus 4.
Plus 4.
4 plus 4 is 8.
8. Nice. All right. So with the final head remaining, you just do your pirouettes and you just lop off the last head, and it careens into the ground with a deafening thud, and just blood started spilling everywhere.
Nice. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
I thought I did it.
I want to know how many guys have you killed, because I've killed 3.
You finished all 3.
No, I killed 3.
Ugh. I loosened him for you.
I don't keep counting anymore.
I don't keep counting.
I would like to phase so all the blood and gore drops off of me and my Yoshi Porg, so we're like all clean.
Just you do such.
Just shake them off.
You are pristine.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gross.
Yeah.
You must always be clean.
There's like even like some decade old dust that you forgot to clean like a long time ago just phases off and it's just.
Wow. I like that I was resurrected with my old dust.
Do we venture forth?
You venture.
Yes,
to the vault.
Okay.
To the next part.
You walk down the corridor and you come to a chamber that has two doors in front of you. Yeah. Well, not doors, two pathways that lead farther into the catacombs.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You have the choice to either go to the left passage or the right passage.
Well, shit.
Can we see?
It's not very well illuminated.
I can see extremely well.
You are a drow.
I can see very well in the dark. So what can I see just upon first glance to each passageway?
Perception check, please.
Okay.
You the pull the table there.
Perception. That'll be a 19 plus 5, so 24. Nice.
She can see everything.
She does. Down the left passageway, you can actually see
something.
An enemy, apparently.
Hashtag enemy. A tar-covered piranha worm appears with a very enlarged stomach. It appears to have swallowed something whole. I wonder what that could be.
Gross.
Okay.
A tar-covered piranha with a swollen belly.
Okay.
That's a fun attack, whatever it spits at us.
Yeah.
Piranha worm? What's a piranha worm?
I don't know.
It's like a worm with like a piranha.
Worm.
I'm a piranha.
Nar, nar, nar.
They live in the Amazon.
It has already swallowed something whole. That's cool.
Yes.
Let's find out.
I think
in
it's
the past.
Gonna spit it at us or
Maybe
something.
Maybe it's your mom.
Oh, what if it is your mom?
You could go inside it and find out.
I like that idea.
I enjoy
Pinocchio.
This movie.
It worked out for him. He found his papa.
Okay.
He found his papa.
Papa.
Papa is dead.
Oh, yeah, your papa is dead. He's not going to find your papa.
But you might find your mama.
Mama. Maybe.
Mama. Maybe another brother. Who knows?
Oh, I like another brother. I like my last
mama.
One.
What? From another mama.
Yes.
So
yes,
you look down the hallway and you see there's a little bit of torchlight you can see farther down.
Okay.
And like a little archway.
Uh-huh.
But you see all of a sudden bounding a light. The torchlight begins to flicker, and as it gets closer and closer, you realize that it's a piranha worm bouncing its way towards you, because it's a piranha, so it
What's it look like?
Does it look like Shai Halud?
What?
This dickbag who owns this place sure keeps some odd company in his vaults.
Yeah.
No one else would want to spend time with him.
True.
But yes, so it's basically an elongated piranha. Is bounding and writhing towards you all. And it's leaving behind a gooey mess as it's coming down the corridor.
Yeah.
It's also a very, very pleasantly fat-looking little bug, whatever it is.
He's got a very swollen belly.
Yeah, it looks like he's already full.
I wish we still had Farty Barty to clean up this mess, but oh well.
Okay, so... As it's bouncing towards you, it's just, you hear this heinous screech. Thank you.
I specialize in screechy effects.
Yes, you do.
It is back up to Hilzera's turn.
My turn! Well, I don't like this thing. It scares me.
So I'm going to short bow it in the stomach.
Ouch.
Because I don't like what's in its stomach. Mm. I don't know what's in its stomach.
But what if it's my mama?
Then I'm going to kill your mama.
Oh, dear.
Mama. 14 total. Will that hit it?
14 will hit it.
Yes, I will short bow it for 9 damage.
Ouch.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I will hide in the shadows with my Yoshi.
Okay. Cool. So you...
take my baby Yoshi.
Yeah. It sticks right into its stomach, and you see a little bit of ooze just start, like, bubbling out of its body.
Good.
All right. We're up to... Rava again.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like there's nothing I can do for this gross piranha worm.
Yeah, it's pretty
terrible. It's not adorable or beautiful. It's really an abomination of nature, I think. So I am going to cast, how do you say? It's Shillelagh.
That's right.
I want to cast Shillelagh to reinforce my quarterstaff.
Okay.
You can put those piranha teeth on your quarterstaff to make a pretty sick
weapon. Oh, that'll be
weapon.
Really awesome. And I want to beat it over the head with the end of my quarterstaff.
Cool. I think you make a normal attack.
Yeah, but I use my spell modifier instead. Yeah. Okay. Da 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 da. That's 15 plus 5, so 20.
Ooh, that's gonna hit.
And it's a D8 damage with the shillelagh.
Such a fucking innocent.
Ah, 2.
Okay, cool. Is that all? It doesn't add any other damage for that?
I feel like you roll a D8. Well, I mean, with the regular quarterstaff, it's a D6 plus 1, so D8 plus 1, I would say, so 3.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
Sorry?
Nice. All right, it's looking weak now.
Okay.
It's looking weak.
But and now it's going to... you see it kind of start like... And it's going to now...
It sounds like you.
It sounds like Chunk. Nice. It's going to spit this. It's the techno blob that you saw earlier, but it's just like a dead version of it. It's like all in one mass, and it's just like a ball of something that it can use as a projectile.
Ew.
And I was trying so hard to keep this castle in decent shape.
So it throws itself out of the mouth, and I need let's see. Garrick and Lydar, since they're in front, I need you both to make dexterity saves.
Oh, no!
Lydar gets a 10, and...
11! 11!
And Garrick gets a 15.
Plus okay. 2, 17.
11!
So, Garrick, you are okay. Lydar, you take 2 points of damage as it barrels through you.
Oh.
How much? 2?
2.
You're at
through
8
him?
Now.
Like a bullet?
Like a bullet?
Did we rest? We didn't.
No, in the middle of this.
No.
Okay.
You're at 8 hit points.
So he does that, and his belly is much more empty now.
No, you're
at 22. Okay. It is now Garrick's turn.
Oh, lovely. I would like to use acid splash, please.
Acid splash. Okay.
You mock me, sir.
Acid splash.
Remember, you still have 3 llama spread.
That's right. I have 3 llama spread.
Choose a creature within range.
Less healing.
Creature must succeed on a dexterity save.
Yeah.
He succeeded with a 17.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
So he takes no damage from you. So.
None at all. Not even a little?
Nope. No, it's 1d, it's 2d6 or nothing. Unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
Fine.
It's an acid splash after all, not... Like a wave or an arrow.
Okay.
Awesome. And you're not like a large marine mammal, so you can't.
Yeah. I'm trying to save the big guns till later.
It seems that while you were riding your Yoshi port, it kind of like whips itself in the wrong way, and you kind of lose track of your spell, and it just splashes too early.
Ooh. Premature speculation.
It's splashulation.
Right. Lydar, it's your turn.
Can I use a bonus action to eat one of my llama bread?
Yes. Llama bread, yes.
Lembas.
Lembas bread.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bread.
They're very useful.
Calling never pick up llamas.
There we go.
It's uncultured swine.
2, 4, 8. You regain 8 hit points.
Good, we appreciate it.
So you're at 16.
Okay, so I'm going to run towards this fish thing.
Okay.
Worm thing. And I'm going to attack it with my great axe. I'm going to jump up in the air. I'm gonna animate run to it.
You got the 2.
2. Oh, crap. Plus 7.
9.
Did I get it?
You got it.
Yeah!
9!
1d12 plus 4.
Wait. Oh, that was 9 not to damage.
Hit. No, that's to a hit.
9 to hit?
Yeah.
9 that to was hit. Not. Sorry.
Yeah, aww. Ryan. But you already said I got it.
Well, we know. 9.
But you know what? I have an extra attack, so I try again.
Tries again. It dodges out of the way the 16. First time.
16 plus hit. 4.
But you just
7.
Your dex, you realize it's you kind of like watch its movements for a sec after you missed the first time, and you're like, all right, I can connect.
He rolled a 12.
Nice. Now it's dead. you just slice its opening mouth into 2 parts. So now there's just like 2 upper jaws and 2 lower jaws, and it's just kind of
nice.
Oh.
Falls dead.
That's how you do. You guys killing anything? Because I feel like I'm the only one killing stuff.
It's oh like God. If
you guys
everybody...
want to do something? Because I'm getting really tired of killing everything.
It's like if everybody it's tried to open a jar Lada. Before giving you, it to you. You we
it's
all
true.
It.
You guys, I did.
Her name is Rava.
Rava?
Rava, yes.
We all loosened it for you.
Exactly.
Yes. No.
Yes. No, yes. I'm pretty no. sure that I beat it over the head pretty hard before you.
I definitely sunk an arrow in it.
I scanned it with my acid.
No, you didn't.
You scared.
It was a good attempt.
Yeah. It was maybe.
Thank you, Rob. Fee. What
sir,
I did
you
there.
Did nothing, you. Sir.
Don't mock me, right.
Lana. Oh, end you. Oh, dear.
I'm bigger than you.
I have life.
Is that the same taco?
What did you get?
Jesus.
This.
Oh, man. That's some. Wait, that's different. That's not chicken.
No, it's some chicken.
What is that one?
Man, oh, I bet you guys are hungry.
Yes.
Yes, I am hungry.
It's exhausting, and it makes your hunger quench.
Wait, what?
No, that means you've eaten, dude.
Yeah.
Looking like a nice regular chalupa to get you through the dungeon.
Not saying in Spanish.
Oi.
That's Australian.
Cuando yo tengo hambre, quiero Taco Bell. Con una chalupa, puedes comer cuando jugando Dungeons and Dragons. Muy bien.
Are you hoping to like sponsor you or something? You just like want
that is you guys. I just want to point out that is clearly a second taco that right. he also did not share with us.
Right, but then it's unclear to me too if like Matt is trying to get. Taco Bell to sponsor perception check or to sponsor him personally.
I think just him.
We'll yeah. take it, Taco Bell. We'll take
either.
It.
Either.
Yeah.
Honest. Just yeah. either
But
one.
It's true. Matt has shown up now with 2 tacos, which I have not had any of.
He
should
have bought like 12 tacos and then
I
given
think he
them
has
to
eaten
all
12
of
tacos.
And then maybe shared. And then maybe yeah. shared, Matt.
It's not like they're expensive.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
All right.
Bucking under
so you are still
anyway.
Heading towards the light that you saw on the left tunnel.
Go to the light.
Actually, that's I'm assuming brow.
This.
You only described the one tunnel.
Well, that's what that's she what looked through. The other one didn't have any light at all.
That oh, eyebrow yes. kid. Some brow.
Nothing, nothing.
I'm wearing a lavender
Thank you for
today.
Being there with me on that one. That was a stretch.
Okay, so... You guys continue down the tunnel to the left that has the light that you saw.
Sure. Yes.
To the All right. Left.
You get to the threshold. Mm-hmm.
I carry LiDAR over it.
Fantastic.
Aww.
Aww. Ba-da.
Music starts playing. It's beautiful.
I don't know
I didn't
how you're
know
picking him up.
That you were an item.
Oh, no, it's just professional courtesy, or so I've been told.
Okay.
Oh.
I read weird books sometimes.
Luke is eating something now.
It's
I
a cookie.
See.
Oh. Is it Oreo?
Is it a taco?
Yeah, it's an Oreo.
It's a cookie. It's an Oreo. Not
oh,
another
that's
taco.
Fine. That's fine. You can
what
have
flavor?
A cookie. That's fine.
Kettle corn. Oreo cookie.
That's not
Yeah,
cookie.
We have a bunch of different flavors of Oreos here right now.
Oh, wait. It's a kettle corn cookie?
It's yeah. a kettle corn
Get
cookie.
Get the fuck out of here with that. That's gross.
There's a cherry cola one, too. Oh.
That's fine. That's okay.
The grossest
it is
one
okay.
that I've had was the Swedish fish one. It stays oh. with you for hours.
No.
I was ambivalent about the cherry cola one, and then I tried it, and it's got like Pop Rocks in it
oh,
to
that's fun.
Emulate the fizziness of soda. It's not bad.
That's intriguing.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, Matt didn't like it.
Huh. I like the apple pie ones because the cookie is cinnamon.
So you all walk inside.
Oh!
Wait, are we playing I think Toa 47 just challenged me.
And there's
me
just a bunch of Oreos.
No.
No.
Are they apple pie flavored?
The door closes and locks behind it.
Oh, no. That's fine. I can phase out of here.
Oh, dear.
What you see is
now
a...
now
there's more Taco Bell happening. What's this an ad for?
That's cinnamon.
He's not even going to talk. He's going to eat cinnamon twists.
Eating cinnamon twists in silence.
I'm doing great. Say cinnamon
twists.
Cinnamon
twists.
Get out of here.
Don't
say anything. Just keep eating.
This
is great.
Oh, my God. Matt, I just want you to be on the sideline going, yeah. Cinnamon twists.
Cinnamon twists.
What has our show become?
I don't know.
We were actually doing pretty good.
We were.
And then some taco guy.
Then Matt got excited with tacos.
Yeah.
Then the guy who actually works here showed up and screwed up the game.
Is Zach like out to dinner or something?
Why?
Like, he knows to just leave.
Usually we're yelled at by this point.
I know.
We're actually playing
Or
hockey.
At least cucumbers yelled at.
What?
Yeah, sure. Mostly you.
Yeah, what? It's mostly you.
You're the one.
Yeah, you do have a reputation okay. for being a little bit of a troublemaker.
Oh, what?
The chandelier in the center of this room lights.
Yeah, you were.
Lights.
Oh. Now we can see.
And then organ music starts playing.
You look around, and as you, it's a 15-foot-wide tunnel, about 50 feet deep.
About?
It's like 15 feet in a
15 feet wide and 50 feet deep. So it's like pretty comfortable size.
Nice.
No chance of claustrophobia or
no.
Our poor Gish, she's not being able to fit.
No, yeah, everything else is fine.
Great.
The there are two chains dangling between the chandelier.
Oh.
Identical. Just one's on the right, one's on the left. Mm-hmm. At the far end of the room, there is a giant metal door that takes up the entire wall.
Okay.
And there's relief carvings of soldiers on the entire wall. There's a keyhole in the center.
Okay.
And they're right underneath the chandelier, which is halfway in the room, there is two benches that seem to be just kind of sitting in the room.
Okay.
And as you have taken notice of all this, the floor starts to move.
Oh, is the floor lava?
No.
How does it move?
It's like a treadmill that now is hurtling you towards the door.
Okay.
And as you guys notice that the floor is now moving,
yes,
the relief figures of the soldiers all drop their knives down,
uh-oh,
and it is now a wall of knives.
Oh, no! Well, that's okay because
guys,
on our poor
Yoshis. We have
Yoshis.
They can
do the Yoshi float. Yeah. Or they have little pork wings.
Mine just phases through everything. Oh, Yoshi!
Exactly.
Oh, Yoshi pork.
Yoshi float.
Yeah, so you just phase through and we'll open the door from the other side, and the rest of us will just hover here.
That is what
Yoshi
I do.
Okay, so you hover for a little bit.
Yeah.
I need... For one round, you're okay. For the next round, I'm going to make you guys do endurance checks for, constitution.
Can I run and pull the chains?
You can try. Okay. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to phase to the door.
Derek, remember those keys you have to the compound? See if one of those...
Oh, I do now.
One of Mass Poe's Taco Bell farms. Ascension is somehow solid enough to
Well, when did she get Southern?
What?
Wasn't she British last time?
No, it sounds like a creepy child to me. Oh. Yeah, it's actually technically supposed to be a creepy little boy.
Oh, someone programmed that?
Well, apparently we have to fight one of Matt's Taco Bell farts now.
Yep. Great. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. That was a rough.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
And possibly another.
Oh, shit.
50.
This part seems tough. Fix it. Hashtag Emma.
Oh, that's good.
Great. Minute.
GM. Okay.
Whatever you want.
So yeah, we have no problem just hovering over the treadmill floor that is moving, and then Cucumber passes through on his porg Yoshi. No problem at all because they're gaseous. He unlocks the door from the other side. All of the guys with their like knives sticking out, they just drop them on the ground. We totally take all of them with us. There's also like a magical keystone in there that's like a skeleton key that we can use at any time somewhere else in here if we need to get around something that's complicated. We go into the next room and it is just full of instant healing potions. So Woo! We all take them and immediately get better. Everybody's uses of spells are back to zero, so you can just use them again as if you haven't used any. And we're in a nice, comfortable room that is full of tacos for everybody. We just sit down and have a little taco break.
Is there a taco man?
Yeah, there's a taco man. He's custom making tacos for everybody. There's cilantro and onion and hot sauce, and you can even get molitas.
Is his name Paco?
Talk Paco.
No, Paco
Taco. Paco Taco, the taco man.
Paco's Tacos man.
Now what flavor?
I would like 3 lingua, please.
So you're mixing Oreo flavors. You're eating them together.
That's weird. That's No. I want to try the kettle corn.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
The Pop Rocks are interesting. I'll try the
cherry cola.
And I will sing Savage Garden while I do so.
Dancing? Okay.
That's cute. Why are you making that noise?
So, you find yourself in a room full of tacos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eating. Oh, I could die.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. He's bringing the whole box, you guys.
Hashtag enemy hungry Matt appears eating tacos and refuses to give anything. He keeps talking as if he's trying to do a Taco Bell commercial.
Oh no!
He's accompanied by Luca sitting on his shoulder and he's sitting eating an Oreo.
Wow!
I saw your phone.
If Taco Bell, if you're watching,
I'm taking this.
You know what to do. You know what to do.
Someone should tweet at Taco Bell and tell them to watch this show.
Yeah, tell them to watch
Taco
Perception
Bell.
Check.
At Taco Bell.
I have
hashtag
friends that work
Taco
at Taco Bell.
Bell.
At Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Taco, Taco, Taco Bell. Taco, Taco, Taco Bell. Taco, Taco, Taco Bell.
This literally smells like popcorn.
Oh, yeah, the kettle corn. I haven't tried the kettle corn one.
They literally smell like popcorn. It's frightening.
Gross.
It's gross.
Gross. Gross.
You don't want a kettle corn?
No, I'm gluten intolerant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should smell it, though.
Fine, I'll smell it.
It does smell like popcorn.
It smells like hot garbage.
Do you also hate popcorn?
No, I like popcorn.
But it smells just... Okay.
No. There's like a weird... I think I just don't like kettle corn. Salty or sweet. Make a choice. Make a choice, Cookie.
I did the perfect.
Great.
There's nothing.
I kind of like it.
So, you see in this room...
Tacos.
Yes, tacos. But before you go in and try and grab onto any of the tacos, an angry, hungry Matt walks out. He's like, no! These are all my tacos!
Oh, that will not fly.
Oh, God. No, And then there's just a little Lucas, like, blended into his shoulders. It's like, yeah, you can't have any of these. These are ours. And then Matt rips one for some reason, and then it becomes another creature to fight.
Oh, the cream's really good.
Hell, Zira.
Naeem, you know what to do.
No, you don't. No. No. No.
Naeem.
You want to watch Ryan cry?
Background on Ryan. He hates fart noises.
Makes me sick.
It makes him want to vomit. It's great.
It's your turn, Hill Zero.
Not me. Okay, so who's write it down.
There's a mat, and there's a mat.
And there's a mat fart.
There's a mat eating tacos, and then there's
who's refusing to share them with us.
There's Matt's fart.
Even though I created this room of tacos.
What attacks first?
Hilzira does.
Girl, pay attention.
She.
I was. I asked what enemies were there.
Very well.
You were making fart noises. You
Listen, it's very important work. We're creating an atmosphere.
True.
Hashtag enemy mass flatulence is way too strong to simply avoid that easily. Its ancient form reappears.
There's two now.
So now there's two.
Matt, stop farting.
There's two Matt farts.
May I? There's two.
I have them.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about Matt's farts.
No.
Okay. We just
off?
Sing?
Yeah, sure. Okay. About like what's been happening.
All right. Or... Oh, okay, what's happened so far?
Yeah, you can sing about what happened so far.
Oh, we were traveling in a dungeon in the vaults under this castle when we came across an angry porg, but now we have lots of porg Yoshi, so it's all good.
It's all good.
All good. It's all good. It's all good. Continued on our quest till we found a deep, dark, scary corridor. And we went into a room with a chandelier and Phantom of the Opera happened. But then we came across a wall of angry, living wall people with swords.
Very good, very good.
But then it was all good because Cucumber saved the day with his gaseous magical Yoshi Porg until we found ourselves in this room full of tacos. But then Matt, that jerk, showed up and wouldn't let us eat him. So now it's time for him to die. Kill Matt.
I said we had nothing to do with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's the first time an actual song has happened to
you. Oh. That was the first time we made it.
We really suck.
We're very bad at songs.
The cursed item is going to Miss Emma 5.
Yeah! What is it?
The wand of Gamelon.
The wand of Gamelon?
Yes.
Gamelon?
What's a Gamelon?
Yeah.
About 250.
Okay.
This powerful magical wand gives the user the power to banish evil.
Yes!
You must roll at least a 15 to hit and one-shot the enemy into existence.
Oh, okay.
If you know where this wand is from, then the 15 requirement drops to a 7 and you get to roll with advantage on all rolls.
Wand of Gamelon. It sounds real familiar to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wand of Gamelon.
Nom 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 nom.
I'm gonna meditate on where this is from.
Okay, but it's in your possession now.
Thank you.
When you choose
Thank you.
You. All right. So, we are still in the room fighting a Matt and his two farts.
No.
I have Bob Rocks in my throat now.
Great. Did you go?
No.
Go.
God, how do you defeat a fart?
I do know where this wand is from. Oh? It's from some Legend of Zelda thing, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Wand of Gamelon. Wait, I think that it is a... No. It's like a fan-made Zelda game.
What?
Is that right?
What?
Wand of Gamelon. Yeah, I think it's like a fan-made Zelda game.
They say it's from Zelda.
Yeah, they're all saying it's
well,
from Zelda.
Well, there you go.
They
oh, okay.
say yes, she's
you can,
right.
You can banish people with a rolling of 7.
Yeah!
Okay, so I'm gonna... Because I've never fought a fart before.
Sure.
I've avoided them like the plague.
Me too.
But I've never fought one. I'm gonna see if my short bow will pierce its... thick stench.
Yes, it's quite thick. It's like pea soup.
How thick is it?
He said it's like pea soup.
Oh! I remember it was the Zelda game that was released on Philips CDI.
Oh!
It's the fake Zelda game.
It's a fake Zelda game. Yeah, but I wasn't.
But it was official.
Yeah, it wasn't official.
I liked your air quotes.
Yeah.
Official.
Official.
I remember. Look at the good memory I have.
Remember?
Yeah. It's funny that when you remember things, it sounds like you're reading them up.
No.
Just something I've noticed.
I got a 19, you got so 19. 13 plus 6.
That will hit the fart.
Yeah, cool. It takes 8 damage. And then I will hide in the shadows because I want to avoid...
I'm looking at your pork mug.
You want to see my pork mug?
You see it just kind of sink into this cloud, and it suspends there. Still, like, brownish and weird and...
Nasty.
I hate this.
I
hate you. They
turn.
I just want you to know.
That's what Zombie mean.
Yeah. It's like that Pink Floyd song.
Okay.
That's a good song.
The fart is going to now go after...
Which one?
The first one.
Fart one?
Yes.
The first one's always smellier.
Ew. Because it's been sitting in there longer?
Yeah.
Gross.
He's going to... I need LiDAR to make a dexterity saving throw. Constitution, actually.
Constitution?
Yeah.
Plus 3.
This is where 19. We all die. All
right.
19.
So hey, it floats over to you. Kaiju.
Kaiju. He's going to kill the dog.
No.
Someone save Kaiju.
No, Kaiju.
No, he's messing with electronics. I was like, no.
Yeah, Kaiju's trying to eat wires.
Kaiju, come here, BB.
Kaiju, stop. Go.
Meep.
Oh, go Luke. Go Luke. There, there, okay.
Kaiju,
I just saw, I heard noises. I was like, oh god, no.
The baby.
Okay, okay, we're safe now.
Yeah, he's better now.
Okay.
He doesn't like you, Luke.
It floats over to Lidar's head and just engulfs his face. But you manage to hold off long enough that you don't take any damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
It is now
Rava's turn. Okay, so here is what I would like to do. I would like to attempt to charm Matt with the charm person spell into giving us all of the tacos.
And you can try and charm him into like sucking his farts back
exactly.
in.
Exactly. I'm trying to get control of this out of control creature that is Matt.
For your sake, Ryan.
It's fair.
You so he has to make a save.
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save.
If you don't react, it'll happen less often.
Remember when I said about inserting the coin?
He fails the save.
Yes!
This is honestly...
They affect him on a physical level.
This is the only place I find fart jokes funny. Like,
yeah, I'm not really into them, but this is really entertaining me, so...
Yeah, and it's your face, Ryan.
Oh,
it's your face.
I almost feel bad.
No, you don't.
Very funny.
I said almost. You can't gauge how close or far my almost is from caring. You don't know.
All right. So yes, it regards you as a friend.
Yes.
Matt regards you as a friend.
All right.
At least I hope he does.
I hope so too.
I don't know. He didn't
share his
tacos
with him.
No,
it's true. So you cast the spell.
Yes,
like,
Matt.
You know what, man? Here's a taco.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Sorry about that.
No, thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
It was a tight.
Yeah. Really inconsiderate of you to constantly show up here and wave tacos in our faces. So
then not give us any.
Like, I completely apologize for that. Like, and I it's from the bottom of my heart, you know. I hope we're cool, you know?
We're totally cool, Matt.
What would make us even more cool
is if you could just
stop farting.
Oh god.
Because Matt is eating so many tacos he feels like greasy poo monster hashtag him.
Ew!
Oh no!
Uncle Gotham!
The power.
Is if you could just get your bodily functions under control.
I'm so sorry.
They seem to have it out for us. Bad.
Taco Matt is so much worse.
Matt, I appreciate your love for tacos. But I don't appreciate
it's now a game with Kaiju.
The monsters.
Okay.
This is our hold music while the DM figures things out.
Yes.
Okay, so...
This poor man.
They're just giggling every time they do it. It's funny.
Nat especially is.
Okay. I know.
Now there's a poo monster.
There's a poo monster.
Gross.
So you charmed him?
Yes.
It is now Matt's turn.
Right.
What would you like him to do?
I would like Matt to...
Or at least convince him to do.
Yes, I would like to convince Matt to try to reason with his poop that it shouldn't attack us. Because it has a physical form. I feel like he can just, like, hide that shame away real fast. Yeah, yeah. And then it will not... Then the poop monster will be dealt with.
All right, he's going to make a persuasion check.
This is so nasty in my brain.
It really is.
Yeah.
He rolled a 15, and I'm going to say that's 16.
Nice, so he convinces the poop to just
chill.
Less
chill. From Walter?
Yeah. I've been practicing.
So, so he goes over and is like, hey man, you know, let's all be cool here.
Yeah,
like, these guys are trying to, like, you know, get through this dungeon. And we gotta help him out. So the poo monster is
yes, he commits the poo monster.
Whoa. Does he, like, sit back on? Never mind. No, no reabsorption.
No, he.
Oh
well,
no, that's bro.
I think that's just wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I crossed a line. There. Oh, it's all my fault.
Yes, always.
All right, Garrick, what lines do you want to cross now? It's your turn, Garrick.
Garrick, your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna kill.
Your turn.
The farts are gone?
Mm-mm.
No, just the shit is gone.
Yes.
The poop is gone.
Okay.
The farts are still here.
Yes.
Boo. What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? I would like to freeze them out of the air with a ray of frost.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Like to condense.
Keep thinking, Garrick.
Thank you. Thank you, Raya.
Is that a save or a roll?
It's a save from me. You make a ray. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's a ranged spell attack, so you roll. Uh-huh.
15.
That's gonna hit.
Perfect.
Yes. 2d8.
2d8.
Mm-hmm. 9 total.
All right.
Everybody chill.
So as that happens,
everybody chill.
You bring your hands together, and a blue beam emanates from your palms, striking the cloud of fart fog. And it just...
Fart fog?
I'm sorry. Yeah. It solidifies and drops to the ground, shattering into a million of pieces.
Is the fart dead?
Yes.
Was that still fart one more?
One more.
One.
That one's angry.
That one.
Fart one is dead. We still have fart two.
I wonder if that's the one from the naked chalupa, chicken chalupa, or the regular chalupa.
I believe that we just killed the naked chicken chalupa.
Yeah, that smells right.
Yeah, it's something about whatever sort of bread thing they use for the chalupa.
This is my favorite.
Hashtag enemy Power Rangers monster Pudgy Pig exits the time portal. He has gotten over his weakness of spicy food and lays eyes on the tacos. He is capable of eating every last one within 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
My favorite villain ever from Power Rangers. Anyway. He's so cute. A little fat piggy. He eats the weapons. Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Oh, he's so cute. I'm Kiko.
Okay. So.
You know, I'm excited about one little thing. One little thing.
Out of the back, you hear munching noises. And you see, as you look over, there's this giant... Pudgy pig.
Yes. His arms come out where his tusks should be. He's so fucking cute. He's just like a giant head. Little pink feet.
And he's just gobbling up all of the tacos inside the room.
Oh, no, but he's not cute anymore.
Not the lengua.
Not the alpastor.
So Garrick went.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. It is now... the fart two is going to try and cover you. I need you to make a fart constitution two. Saving throw.
12. Plus anything? Constitution?
Garrick.
Yeah, what? Sorry?
Constitution saving
throw. Constitution. Plus 3.
Plus, thank you. Wait,
That's
wait,
not the,
is that
the
right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That is right.
No, it's plus zero.
Oh.
12.
Okay, 12. You do not succeed. You take...
9
How much
points?
Fart damage?
4 points of...
inhalation?
Yeah.
Gross.
Your lungs are burning.
Yeah. And, oh, no.
Yeah, you basically really want to throw up right now.
You're basically Ryan
right
now. Oh. Yeah. So. wait. I'll be Ryan.
Cool. The pig eats 1/3 of the tacos.
No!
You bastard!
We fought really hard for these tacos.
I thought one round was 6 seconds, Ryan. There's says he can eat all the tacos in 3 minutes. That's 1/3 of the tacos in 1 minute.
He was really hungry at the start. And it's now Lidar's turn.
We've got to stop him.
Lidar's turn?
Yes.
I'm going to go for the stupid pig.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out my crossbow. Point at the face. That's how I crossbow like this.
12.
Plus 4. 16.
16.
Hey, puppy.
16.
16 will hit.
Oh, 1d10 plus 1.
2 plus 1 is 3.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, never mind. Man. I run towards him, and I pull out my staff of time, and I go...
14. Mm-hmm. Plus 6 is 20.
That will hit.
And then the damage. Oh, that sucks. 6 total.
Ah.
So you...
Time out?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Matt.
Hey, everyone.
Gotcha. Thanks, Matt. See you later.
Although it is about that time.
That's what there. He was yeah, doing. Yes. Okay. So you strike through the cloud of fog, or fart fog, and...
I hate that.
I know. And it just, like, you hear... It's a... wet sound as it goes through, and it just you see it just like dissipate into nothing, so it just destroys itself.
Fart 2 is dead. Yes,
there's just pig man now.
All right,
and charmed Matt.
Yes, so that was Lidar. It's now up to Hill Zero.
My turn.
Charmed now, Matt is your friend.
Charmed Matt is our friend. No, can we call him Charmander?
Okay.
Charmander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm gonna go after the pudgy pig.
Uh huh.
No, don't kill him.
I'm gonna kill him. I want to befriend him.
I'm going to try to kill him.
I'm going to befriend him.
From the shadows, I would like to come out into the light, and then I would shoot him with my short bow. I don't know why crossbowed. Shoot him with my short bow.
Okay, with advantage, because he doesn't know you're firing at him. He's eating tacos.
19 plus 6 is
25. Hey, I didn't get advantage when I hit him.
I don't care.
Oh. 25.
Okay, very well.
Yeah, I mean, that was dismissive right there.
5 damage. Yeah.
5 damage.
And then...
Don't make me summon some more farts.
While he's engaged in combat and eating tacos and all that thing, I'd like to run up and shake him in the tail.
Okay.
Stack my dice. 6 damage. That was... That's not good rolls.
Bummer,
but then
man.
I would like to go back into the shadows.
And you hide. Fair enough. All right.
All right. Is the pig guy is still alive?
He's still alive. He just got stabbed and he's like,
wait. Here's what I would like to do, because I'm still on my porg Yoshi. I would like to charge him upon the back of my porg Yoshi and use my quarterstaff like a lance.
Okay.
And drive it into him.
Okay.
That's a natural 1.
Oh no!
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
that's a win.
Yeah. So
win for me.
You bring down your lance as you're coming in, and you're not quite like trained with this technique.
No, I'm not.
So it's the weight of the end of your staff, kind of because of the shillelagh earlier,
right,
drops a little bit too much. You dig into the ground and you pole vault yourself into the air.
Oh no!
You fall to the ground prone. You don't take any damage, but you're now prone on the ground.
Do I still have my staff, or my staff is stuck in the ground?
Your staff is next to you, but it's not in your hands.
No!
No!
You are now no longer riding your Yoshi. It's just kind of like doing circles around the place. Okay. It is now Garrick's turn.
Yay! I would like to try to persuade Pudgy Pig to be our friend. I would say, Pudgy Pig, my dear friend, you may eat all of the tacos if you join our party and eat things for us. Like enemies, bad people.
True.
Redeem yourself, Pudgy Pig.
Pudgy Pig, Pudgy Pig.
You're gonna die.
Does it speak in the movie?
Pudgy Pig?
Yeah, I think so.
Not by the hairs on my chin.
I just wanted to make sure it understood.
Yeah, it understands English.
Okay. Yeah. Make a persuasion check.
Yay. I get plus 6.
18.
Okay.
24.
So it's like,
I beseech you, Pudgy Pig.
Yes, yes. It's still consuming some of the tacos, but it's like, as soon as you finish your sentence, it kind of pauses for a little bit, looks over at you, and it like nods its head and then continues eating the rest of the tacos.
Oh, lovely!
I just really wanted a taco.
I mean, we had some before.
I did have one, yeah, but I was taunted with at least two.
I don't know how many
more secret tacos were back there, just being eaten by Matt, not shared with anybody.
All right, so the room is now cleared of farts and pigs and enemies of such.
Yeah,
the room is slowly being emptied of tacos as well.
Because the pig.
And that is where we will take a break.
Break time. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi again, we're back.
Welcome back to the show.
To that show. What, you're a bunny now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on brand.
I found him over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's on brand.
And because of the great respect he has for other people's things, he just put it on his head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his
It was on the floor over there.
It does fit him very well.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, like a prey animal.
I think it's adorable.
All right.
Anyway. Should we remind our viewers?
Yes, certainly. Welcome back to the game, everybody. For every $20, you can throw an enemy at us and make us fight it, such as Matt's farts, which we just recently killed.
Which are our favorite kind of enemies.
Ryan's least favorite kind of enemy. For $50, you can give GM powers to anyone here at this table.
Particularly, especially me.
No, that's no.
You can hashtag bunny chunk.
Hashtag bunny chunk, or hashtag cucumber, or hashtag bunny chunk. And for every $100, you can say what happens next. So that's our hashtag meatbags.
For $100, turn him into a real bunny.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, do you like bunny chunk or chunky bunny?
No.
I like chunky bunny.
I like chunky bunny.
I'll take chunky bunny.
Hashtag chunky bunny.
And then every time we hit our goal, we will pull a cursed item that you all have created, and we will sing a song
about
it. And we're going to make you do it again because you're really, really
you're very good at it.
we'll be back up.
All right. Kay. So, you.
Oh, he likes that one.
No, it's like an exorcism.
I don't know. That sounded like sex noises. What is wrong with my arm?
I don't know.
Look at my shoulder.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine now.
It's not popped out.
I got it.
You know, sometimes you dislocate your shoulder.
Yeah.
No, look at that.
It hurts. I dislocated my elbow once when I was a kid.
Oh, your elbow.
Yeah, actually my parents dislocated it.
What?
Yeah, by accident.
I hope so.
They were swinging me by the arms and legs and throwing me onto their bed.
And then hit Mach 2?
Okay.
Yep, it reset, fortunately, while I was on my way to the doctor.
That's disturbing. Because this is 1-to-1. This is 2-to-1.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was very little, though. Okay. I'm pretty sure children are made out of elastic and rubber mostly.
They are.
So.
It's mainly rubber.
Yeah.
That's why when kids fall, you just let them fall.
Yeah.
And then point and laugh. And then kick them.
Don't kick them.
Maybe the kicking part might be taking it a little too far.
That's how I was.
I kick kids all the time.
Yes. I believe that.
Yeah. Makes them stronger.
Yeah.
Gives them character. Don't forget to spit, too.
Anyway, you make your way out of the taco dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Taco dungeon!
Taco room.
Taco room. And you come down into this landing. You look around you, And it is, this entire space is seems to be like an underground aqueduct. Mm-hmm. There are,
A pipe, you might say.
What?
Nothing.
No, like an ancient aqueduct.
Jump.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So like, there's like lots of water.
Yeah. So like there's
like a sewer.
Yeah. So like there's gothic arches and pillars into the water, all you can see. In front of you,
flowers that spit fireballs at us?
No.
Okay. Sure.
There is a gondola
with
a record player and a stick to steer with.
Do we know what a record player is?
Yeah. It's a gnomish contraption here.
Okay.
Across the way, you can see about 600 feet away from you is another landing barely illuminated by a single torch, and you can see another doorway there.
Okay. I guess we get in the gondola?
I mean, we could get in the gondola. Can we see in the water? Is it clear enough? It's very dark.
Yeah.
Are there any souls?
It's like it's dark in the room or the water's dark and murky?
Both.
Oh.
You can, from your dark vision, you can definitely tell that this room, you can't see anything in the water, but the water also isn't particularly clear. So this is like old stagnant water.
Gross.
Okay.
So there's a gondola, a record player, and a what?
And the stick to actually like row.
Oh, okay. One of those sticks. Okay.
So I think that we should get in the gondola, and then what I'll do is I'll use shape water to clear the water so we can see if there's anything underneath it that's coming to attack us.
You're so clever.
But first, check for traps.
Okay. Roll an investigation. Okay.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus.
zero.
Okay.
Nope.
You look around the gondola and like everything that's on it. Like inspect the record player.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find any like trip wires or anything. There's no traps that you can find here.
Okay.
Now
we can go.
Okay.
Can our Yoshi Porgs fit in the gondola with us?
It is just big enough.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent.
The boat line sinks up Yoshi, like a little bit. More,
okay.
But it's luckily built like pretty strong.
Okay, well now I want to shape the water around us so that we can see under, so we can clear it and see underneath it.
Okay. So you're making it crystal clear, basically.
Yes.
Okay. And so who's steering the boat and whatnot?
I'm pushing it because I'm the big guy.
Okay. Yeah. You're the muscle.
I have one leg up on top of my porg, and I look like George Washington with my little shy corner hat.
Italian song. I'm singing an Italian song.
Okay.
Just sing about pizza.
Pizza.
So you, you're making it clear.
Yes.
And you, as the boat goes out into the water and starts its journey across to the other landing, this is the first bit of ripple that this whole water has been making the entire time.
Oh.
Like your boat is the only thing disturbing the water.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
He disturbed the water.
I disturbed the water.
I think the water probably forgives you. It probably was looking for some action.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You know.
So you,
good thing
you
stuck your stick in it.
Continue out into, and you get about halfway. So you get 300 feet into the aquifer.
Mm-hmm. What's the aquifer?
Bunny.
It's for water.
It's a bunny.
I'm a bunny.
It's a bunny.
You're a chunky
bunny. It's a chunky bunny. I like your teeth when you do it like this.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Pizza pie.
Fucking shit.
Pasta fettuccine.
You get halfway out, and in with your what you're doing as you're clearing the water.
Yes.
You don't see any creatures.
Okay.
Coming up, but as you're looking around and looking out, you see from either side of the boat two more ripples starting to converge on your position.
It's the shrieking eels.
Oh, my crap.
It's the end. They always grow louder before they, when they're about to feast on human flesh.
Okay. So you can see this.
Yes. I'm going to alert everybody. So Remember how I said that this water was probably grateful that it was finally getting some action from our boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like maybe some others had a similar idea about this neglected water.
Ooh.
They're approaching from either side.
Oh no.
Be on the alert.
We are.
So, as you say this, you see the ripples kind of vanish for a little bit. And everything becomes still. Even, like, LiDAR stops rowing for a little bit and the boat kind of slowly coasts.
Don't tell me what to do.
No.
Whatever. You continue. Whatever. I don't care. But all of a sudden, two stocks of water rise.
What and kind of look at this?
Oh, dear.
They take on the heads of serpents, and the water just, like, undulates and growls at you if water could growl.
Hello? Hello. Can we help you with something?
Don't make us evaporate you.
I will drink you.
I'll freeze you.
As the creatures that you see, like, turn and look at you all and see what you're doing, you hear a high-pitched scream from both of them, and they begin to attack you.
Oh.
Everyone roll initiative.
Oh, no. Water snakes.
Oh, no.
That's a 9. Oh, fun. So the two boys get 9s.
All right.
Plus 1.
I got a
10.
I also got a 6.
Ooh.
Oh, that's weird. We all got the same shape of numbers.
Who's got a higher dexterity?
Well, I
probably
get plus 3.
Because you are a roguish halfling and roguelike.
I get a plus 3 to my initiative, so I get a 9.
Okay.
All right. So
I get a plus 1, so 7.
Wait, the boys, you said, were getting what?
Both 9.
They both got 9.
I got a 10, so though, because it's plus 1.
Oh, yeah, plus 1,
I get
so
plus
10.
2. I got 11.
Oh. 11!
11.
Cool. And then,
yes. Right. I'm finally not first.
You are not. But right,
I've been
them
first, no joke, like 2/3 of this campaign.
All right, so the first thing...
I roll very good on initiative for some reason.
It's going to... the first one reaches down and with its watery tentacle body wraps around Garrick.
Oh, no! Is it like the Moana water?
No, because it looks like a serpent head.
Oh. I was not paying attention to that part.
And then there's two other, like, watery tentacles that come out of it.
Oh, so it's like, I don't like this at all.
It's part serpent, part tentacle monster.
I don't deserve to die like Admiral Zhao. Spoilers.
Like hail?
Oh.
Yes.
GM powers for hashtag Rubber the Rabbit.
The Rabbit?
The Rabbit!
Okay. Well, he's not here, so we can't...
Yeah, remember. I'm right here. Shut up.
I thought you didn't want your name to be Rupert.
Well, it's out there already, so...
Well,
so
I mean, you can't really choose what your name is.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Somebody else chooses.
So I roll back really fast. I pick up the record player, and I go roll back to the where the guys are, and I play it for them, and I go... Do. And I play it like...
It's like a lullaby?
Yeah, and the little, the like, snakes go, huh? Yeah, like that. And they fall asleep.
Do you play that song from the Great Chipmunk Adventure?
Yeah, sure. And then I we paddle forward. And I go, guys, get out of the boat, get out of the boat. And then I'll get out of the boat really quickly. And
We're on the other side.
Yes. And I did take the little record player and I put it away. Because now it's a sleeping magic thing that makes things fall asleep.
Yes.
That I keep with me.
Okay.
The song is called Getting Lucky, sung by the Chipettes when they're in a pit of snakes to charm the snakes so they can escape.
Okay. Also, the funny thing is, that is exactly what that record player was for.
I thought about it when we started going. I was like, I should have picked up the record player.
You also didn't have to go get it because it was in the
boat
already.
It was in the boat.
Wow, what a fucking waste. You don't deserve those ears.
God, I tried, though. I wanted to move forward.
You did it. No, you did a good job. It was a good effort.
Shut up. Everybody else wants it.
Yeah. That's good.
All right.
Thank you.
Getting lucky. Ooh, getting lucky. It's really what it's all about.
So we're at the other end.
They're like
you are.
Seven.
Yes, we made it.
You are. You open the door, and you see before you.
Kaiju! No!
Oh no!
Oh no! Kaiju's at the end of this tunnel.
You just see Kaiju. I run
to the end of the tunnel, screaming, "Poppy!" Kaiju's at the end.
Poppy. No.
Poppy.
No! Don't take him away.
It has to. Okay.
Okay.
You see, you walk into this chamber, and it's, instead of what you saw before, that doesn't make any sense. Sorry. I'm trying to picture
Ryan's
it in my
caffeine
head.
Is wearing
it's
off.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There's a DM we know.
Yeah, that's the DM.
More tacos.
No.
That's the DM.
Okay. You walk into a cavernous
cavernous
area.
A cavernous cavern.
I'm sure you're helping with that.
Cavern.
I am.
Yes.
That's why.
Before you, it's about 50 feet wide by 50 feet deep.
Sure.
In the center, towards the back of the room, it's kind of like terribly cut out. Like, this is like someone chiseled away at this. It's not like a stone room. So it seems like you're getting farther into some area. And it's just less and less, like, people care less and less about how this looks.
I see.
So in this, towards the back of the room, you see a 10-foot diameter hole in the ground. As you walk closer to it, you look down into the pit, and you can see ground 10 feet below you.
Not so bad.
And a small little opening at the very bottom with light coming out of it as if like another passage to go through. In the center of the pit, there is a rope going all the way to the ground and all the way to the ceiling. You trace it up to the ceiling, you see a row of spikes are at the ceiling.
Oh, dear.
I have a feeling that if we grab this rope, it's going to pull us toward that.
Yes,
I agree.
I think so as well.
You said it's only 10 feet down?
It's only 10 feet down.
So we should.
I push Garrigan.
Okay.
Can I make a dexterity saving throw?
You sure as hell can.
Thank you.
3.
Plus 2.
5.
All right. When you think you're going to fall down, you fall up.
Shit!
I don't want to die again.
Can I use my rope to, like, freaking lasso?
You can try.
I'm gonna try.
Oh, no. Fuck you, man.
I got 4.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. No.
What would you say that is?
Okay.
This is the second time you've done this to me.
What modifier do you want to give me?
This would be a dexterity with your rope. Still not
plus
kidding.
3 is 7.
Damn enough. It.
I tried.
This is like in the center of the room, correct? There's not like a wall.
Nothing.
Are you still on your porg?
That's what I was going to ask. Am I still on my porg, Yoshi?
Yeah.
Can I phase before I hit the spikes?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, dude!
Yes.
He's gonna say no.
He wants to kill you.
Oh, I was looking forward to this.
You can. You don't know what's up there.
Fuck.
So I'm just saying, you could phase into stone and just die.
Yeah, no, I'll just deal with what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Try and grab the rope.
I'll try and grab the rope.
I wanna try to cast a web across underneath the spikes to catch him before he gets the spikes.
Okay. This is the last chance that anyone has to catch him before he takes
it. Okay, no pressure.
He can't try and get the rope?
Hey, James Goop says, burp, cucumber, maybe you'll float down.
Aw, true.
You gotta burp, Charlie.
I can't!
All right.
I can't!
You conjure a mass of thick, sticky webbing at a point of your choice within range. The web fills a 20-foot cube from that point for the duration. Uh-huh. Webs are difficult terrain and lightly obscures the area. If the webs aren't anchored between two solid masses, such as walls or trees, layered across a floor, wall, or ceiling, the conjured web collapses on itself. Spell ends.
But that's okay, because I'm fine with just conjuring a web and it collapsing on him to like stop him from falling upward.
Gravity is that way.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm just going to cast it across the spikes then. I'm going to cast it across the spikes.
It can go the spikes.
Yeah.
So you find a couple points, like you anchor it to one of the walls, and you anchor it to LIDAR.
Perfect.
I go, my bad, you guys, my bad.
You pay for this, Lydar.
And so it casts a web out the entire side. I need, I need you, Garrick, to make a dexterity saving throw.
Again? Okay, sounds great. Cool, yeah.
18.
Okay. Yeah! That's 20 plus 2.
All right.
Look at you. You're gonna be fine.
The thing is, you are trying to fail that.
Oh. Well, goodbye, everyone. It's been great knowing you. Rotten hell, you son of a bitch.
Try to grab the rope.
That was the last chance anyone had.
Basically, you
struggle out, like, you, for some reason, like, you get caught up in a web, and you're like, no, I'm still going to get stuck.
Now I'm sticky and I'm going to die. I'm sticky and dying.
It's just a spider web. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. You take 18 points of piercing damage.
You are on exactly zero.
Oh!
And none of us are gonna get up there.
Blood is like pouring from my mouth and dripping onto their faces.
Now can I try my rope again?
Okay.
To try and get his dead or lifeless body.
Sure.
Cool. I got an 8 plus 3. 11.
Okay. So you kind of throw it out into the void, and it goes upwards, but it just kind of doesn't quite reach him, and it falls to your behind you.
Boo.
So he's just stuck up there?
He's stuck
until someone goes and gets him, yeah. But you could...
Okay.
Could one of us run and, like, grab the rope and slowly climb down that way?
Yes, you could.
Lydar, I think you should do it since
I think
one you're strongest.
I think maybe
you. You. This is your fault.
It was your fault after all.
Fine. Okay. I run. I grab the rope.
All right. Make a dexterity save with advantage.
18.
19.
Okay. So because you know the effects of this now, you know how to like kind of jerk your body so that you orient yourself in the right way.
Yeah.
So you jump out. And with a twist, and you just you spin in the right direction, and you clamp onto the rope, and now you're from your perspective, he's floating the wrong way. You can easily make yourself make your climb down and grab Garrick's lifeless body.
Oh!
I pull him back up, and I like, can I dump him outside the hole now?
You can.
Yeah, okay, do that. And then I jump out there with
death save because you just throw him onto the ground.
Why, DM?
That's so mean.
That's rude.
And then I give him two of my two leftover llama bread.
Okay. Lembas.
Lembas bread.
I say from beyond the grave. Lembas.
All right. He recovers his full hit points.
Son of a bitch! I electrically shock him.
No, wait! I saved your life, so like it cancels out.
No, that's not how that works. I'm going to use shocking grasp on you sack of shit.
I will leave you there next time.
I will kill you.
He can always push you back.
That is true.
I'm bigger than you.
I can lightning you to death.
I push him back in again. No, I'm just kidding.
Fine. I want to tag him.
So now that we figured out how that works.
We go down the fucking rope.
Now we can proceed down the rope.
I still need everyone to make dexterity checks with advantage to catch the rope.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm erasing.
Garrick fails this.
Right.
That'll be
So everybody gets advantage?
Yes.
Okay, 17.
All right, so you jump out into the pit and you grab on in the right way and you start climbing towards the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so cucumber
got it. When you get about a foot off the ground, the gravity reverses.
Oh, so I'm able to land properly.
He got a 14.
Cool.
And we got sevens.
Plus, what is dexterity?
I got plus 3, so
I got plus 2.
Okay,
I got
an 8. So you guys jump out and you grab the rope. You grab the rope and you slide just a little bit, but you catch yourself just enough in time. So now, you have Hilzira and Lydar hanging on the rope.
Uh-huh.
You can do whatever you want, sir.
I certainly can.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden, Hilzira obviously makes it to the next room unscathed.
Yeah.
Rava jumps down, also does the same thing. She joins in there. And you know what? There's another Takaldai in this next room.
Oh,
but for Lydar,
goodness.
For Leiter, all of a sudden the rope becomes very slippery. So slippery, in fact, he begins to just jet upwards. Fuck you. He begins to jet upwards straight into the spikes. I will allow you to make a saving throw with disadvantage.
Strength saving throw?
Nope.
Roll 2d12.
Just a blind,
oh,
yep.
2d12.
Fine, you live, but you're still gonna take 2d8 damage.
Come on.
No, fuck you, man. So we are all snacking on tacos in the next room, and your Yoshi just suffers a massive coronary and just falls over. Its tongue unravels. It starts to dry up.
You're an asshole.
Oh, me?
Yep.
I wasn't vengeful.
And then in the next room where I'm snacking on tacos, I find a flaming sword that does 3d8 damage. And it's a +5 to hit.
Wow. Yeah. You're out of time.
That's fine. Wait, what?
I don't know what that was for.
I don't know what I did.
That was just for you, though.
Wow. I was writing. I missed everything.
You missed a Zach.
Zach was crouching on the floor over there.
Oh, beautiful.
Flipping cucumber off.
I know. I don't know what I did.
He doesn't seem to like you very much.
Oh, no.
He hates them. It's great.
It's mutual.
Yep. He's only here because of contract.
My favorite is that, remember I said that beautiful portrait of Zach that's hanging in the hallway now? It just stares into your soul. Well, now I'm looking at it more, it literally is staring at cucumber. Like,
it is
that eyeline.
Staring in the cucumber
it was
soul.
This is the frightening part. It was staring at me. And then when cucumber came in, it was like,
"Ooh."
Yeah. It's like that painting in the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah. Vigo?
Yes. Yeah, Vigo.
Vigo.
A Vigo. Yeah.
Not Mortensen.
I wish.
That'd be okay though.
But have you watched Lord of the Rings recently? Because you guys, Viggo Mortensen is smoking hot. Next level. He's so attractive in those movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's an attractive guy, but like, they did right by
him.
That's
double,
though.
Especially when he's like Strider. And he's like, I know. A little dirty, and you're like,
he's
you're
like
good.
So grimy through the whole movie, so and you're like, why am I into this?
Yeah.
I get it.
That's right.
I guess it.
I like your bunny ears.
Thank you.
Yeah.
His name is Chunky Bunny.
I found them over there. I don't know who they belong to, but they're mine today.
Chunky Bunny.
I shipped that. That's great.
You shipped that.
Good night, Zach. We'll have to take a picture later.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hashtag Chunky Bunny.
Oh, no.
Zach, do you have a bag full of tacos?
Zach doesn't sleep.
You look like a guy who's going to go to bed.
With a bag full of tacos?
This is 10 pounds of food. I got work to do.
You work here?
Obviously not.
Oh, here he comes.
Just a question.
Kiss ass.
Do you like Chunky Bunny?
I liked him better when he was still an employee here.
Now you're misrepresenting.
Now's the time,
the
Chunk.
Brand.
Join me.
What
we can
happened?
Destroy this place.
I asked a question. I got fired.
No.
Welcome to my life. Let's try to keep shit on the 100 here.
Still working here, you're just fired.
Yeah.
You have to finish the day.
Yeah, you just have to finish the day.
Finish the day and then take
so
ready.
You
put all your stuff in a box.
You from as you're eating tacos, you hear a couple of oinks come from the other room and you see entering the room the piggy man that you
Oh our friend
yes.
What was so, his name?
Pudgy Pig.
So
he's really cute, Pudgy Pig.
All right. So,
stop.
This room you find yourself in is a 15-foot diameter room with chains above your head.
Is it a circular
like
this.
Room?
Oh, dear.
Circular room. Each chain has a place to grab onto and pull. Nine of them are purple. Seven of them are blue.
Oh.
Three of them are red. One of them is white.
Oh, boy.
I don't enjoy puzzles.
Can we look around, perception something?
Sure.
Yeah.
All of us.
I want to see if there's any. Yeah.
He got a 16.
I want to see if there's like any sort of indication as to like, don't pull the white chain, which seems like it's tempting us to pull the white chain. 12 plus 5, so 17.
Cucumber got a 16 plus whatever his modifier is.
Okay.
Perception.
Plus 2.
Okay.
18.
So both you and Rava see on the ground that the entire base that you're standing on is metal.
Oh.
Target.
Metal?
And it's, huh?
Metal, you
metal. Said? Metal. Metal, I say.
Okay.
Metal, he says.
But the lip of the entire ring
kisses us.
Is blue.
Oh, yes. Oh.
You're just excited because it's
so blue. Blue.
Blue.
I pull the blue one.
Okay. The floor immediately opens and you guys drop.
Damn it!
That's not what I thought was going to happen.
Arrest of momentum.
Could you just stop doing things?
I'm trying to get through this game.
Oh, I'm
however,
sorry.
What you think would be just a straight plummet.
Right.
You are now on a slide.
Oh.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
Ali, I said
and
you
spiral down into another section of the dungeon.
And there's like a bunch of, we land in the water and we stand up and there's it's a big pirate ship.
Is there a giant octopus, a squid?
Squid. Yeah, a giant squid.
There is remnants of a squid that it was long dead. So something.
So a beak.
Yeah, it's a just beak. Like, yeah. Nothing worthwhile of searching for, but
except a pirate ship.
A pirate ship.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, sure. And a really hot teenage Josh Brolin.
Brian's giving up on us. He's just saying yes to everything we say. Okay.
And a Sean Astin.
You see.
He's also down there.
An immense amount of treasure.
Ooh, treasure.
I told you.
On a pirate ship.
Yeah. One Eye Willy.
Is the treasure under the water or is it like
no,
somewhere
there's
that
no
we
water.
Oh, there's no
made
water.
The water. Yeah, you just made kind of tumble
we made up the Goonies reference.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this seems nice.
I went along with it, so.
You yeah, so just like. The entire chamber is just glistening. Like, whatever light that, like, there's bouncing off in here just reflects on every single bit of metal.
Wow.
You see that there's, like, certain pedestals for certain objects that are of more important than just general treasure.
Oh.
And on one of the pedestals...
A lamp.
A key.
You see...
Oh, God, he has a problem.
What?
I said, oh, God, he has a problem.
One of the portal devices.
Portal device. Guys, that's what we're looking for.
If you say so.
As you guys finally see this device.
Oh. Your time thing on your staff to save me.
I know, it was going to.
A man walks out in front of the...
Is it bag of bag?
It is.
Bag of dicks.
Oh,
it is
the Lord of the Lord. Here we go. Uh-oh. We have 40 minutes to take care of this guy.
Okay.
Have his hit points.
Does he sound like a bunch of flopping?
Halve them.
Okay.
Cut them in half. I like that he said okay and then wrote something. I think he did it.
He's halving your points.
Well, we don't know. We have not had a conversation with him yet. I don't believe that you and I are acquainted, sir. They all seem to have an adverse reaction to your presence.
This is a bag of dicks.
I am waiting to understand why it is that you're so unpopular amongst
playing
this
with a bag
crew.
Of dicks.
Yes.
I only want to restore order to this world.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I'm all about order.
You sound a lot like a dictator.
And balance. No.
This world.
Don't you want a bet?
Is chaos.
Uh-huh.
And I can bring that order.
How?
Oh.
Just give me the staff.
No,
that's like a terrible idea. Yeah, also, you're an asshole.
An asshole?
Oh, why Lord of Wintercourt likes to make fun of speech disability.
Yeah, you're making fun of his speech impediment now. That's just unnecessary.
My son, I
I'm not your son!
His dad is dead. Please stop bringing up things that have
But if you are his dad, Cedric it's okay, because even if you have family issues, you can still be your own person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Who said that?
He was killed by somebody. We don't talk to him anymore.
The only thing I remembered was when Swagathol brought me the last piece. He just said everything's been taken care of.
Oh yeah, Swagathol was also a bag of dicks.
Swagathor killed his dad.
He killed my papa.
How he took that last piece.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
If you won't let me have it peacefully.
No.
I have no choice but to take it by force.
Wait. What are your exact plans to do
yes,
with it?
Yes, please detail them to
I
me
need
because I might be okay with them
detailed
depending.
Instructions.
I plan on making the world better, and when I'm done with this world, I move on to every other world.
Define better.
Who are you to decide what is good and bad
exactly.
for the world?
Yeah, tell us your plan and maybe we'll give it to you. Because we could agree. We don't know.
Exactly. Right. If your plan involves a happy place that's peaceful for animals and nature to continue to thrive in their normal state.
Okay.
Hashtag enemy appearance. Zach appears to defeat Chunk in Cucumber.
Oh no!
Too real, too soon.
Too soon.
I don't know if I should lose this fight on purpose. I might have to throw
okay.
it.
Maybe.
My whole purpose is to make this world better.
But you're not explaining.
Yes, better is a relative term.
Let me show you. And as he gestures, from out of the corner of your eyes, you see...
Ouch.
What?
Both of them? Left and right?
All four corners?
No, like there's another entrance that he basically came through.
Uh-huh.
And this is now where he's gesturing.
Door number one, eh?
Door number one. As he points to this direction, you see this metallic man with a very familiar appearance. What you would... yes, you can roll an intelligence check.
Oh, okay.
Just you, because we're not smart enough.
I'm an idiot.
You went to a school that might know
how.
Nope, I got a 2 and 2 is 4.
Mm. I went to a school, I just dropped out.
Oh, yeah, that's
I've
true.
Learned a lot
I'm very
from
smart.
The streets.
You wouldn't know this.
Damn it.
Garrick, you can do an intelligence check as well.
Thank you.
7.
Plus 5.
12.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you. So you've heard about what this possibly could be.
I've heard about what this possibly could be.
You don't know anything more about this?
I didn't know anything else about it.
Except for what they're called, and that's the Warforged.
It's the Warforged.
The Warforged?
I found it
like,
like
forged past tense. Or
yeah,
forged.
One word. I read about it in a book
basically
somewhere.
Think Golden
Cyberman?
Army.
Think what?
And Hellboy.
Oh, okay.
Golden Army.
Except it's
so,
much
like a metallic golem.
Looking, like, but and in the...
They're not made of gold.
Huh? They're not made of gold. Gold there, but like you see, like gears and things turning, and like his entire chest is glowing bright red.
So he's a
and he has
D&D
the head
robot.
Of Zach.
Yeah.
And he walks and places himself right at the left hand side of the Lord of the Winter Court, and he just says, "My master, what is my bidding?"
Wait, are you gonna make everybody in the world
that?
Yes.
Look at him; he's perfect.
No.
Yeah, I don't
that
want to
is
that.
Not natural.
Cool, man.
That's
not
that's
cool.
Okay.
Not okay.
There's too much beauty in the world for something like that.
Exactly. And if you take away chaos, then you take away people's free will, and that is a problem for
me.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
she said.
Get him.
No.
What?
He said
free
that's
will
what's
is what is causing
this world,
to die.
But it's also causing it to live. To
yes.
thrive. To grow. To learn.
Everything is meant to die at some point.
You're gonna die at some point.
Probably very soon
now.
The next 36 minutes.
Let's hope. Okay.
He turns to the Zach Warforged.
Oh, it's a Zach.
Oh, it's a Zach.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
It's a Zach.
You didn't name it.
Oh.
I always thought he was a robot.
Damn.
He says, "Go forth, my son, and destroy them." He says, "Yes, my master."
Zach, I'm gonna take you on. You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Can I take a reaction?
A reaction? Yes.
I would like to tell Pudgy Pig to eat Zach. You're still hungry, right, little piggy?
Oh yes.
Never
only ate one room full of tacos. Mm-hmm. If there's anything we know about Pudgy Pig, it's that he just keeps eating.
That's
that was literally the entire premise of the character.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to say he's charging after you, Garrick, but then you have the Pudgy Pig interfere.
Pudgy Pig up on the initiative.
What?
Pudgy Pig is going to fight, too.
Sure.
He can be purple.
Mm.
He's a friendly.
He is.
He's a pudgy.
Pudgy purple pig. All right.
Hashtag chunk GM powers.
Hashtag Chunky Bunny.
Chunky Bunny.
Aw, you wish.
He didn't believe me.
No.
I thought he was going to fall for it.
That's pretty impressive, though.
Thank you.
Pudgy Pig.
Oh, Pudgy Pig goes first.
Yeah. All right. So, you use him as a reaction.
What spells I need to use.
The kind of Zach is going to make a dodge. He fails. So he's now, you see just the Zach Warforged charging, and the Pudgy Pig jumps out into the way and grapples him with his mouth, and they tumble. They are now, like, wrestling on the ground with each other. It is now Garrick's turn.
Do something!
Lovely, lovely. I would like to, while they're busy fighting on the ground, I would like to use lightning on the douchebag.
Okay.
Douchey bag.
Lightning bolt.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Oh, no, this one it just has to make a dexterity
bolt.
Saving throw.
You're not doing it. That's right. That's right.
Lightning bolt.
And this is on the douche. All right. He rolled a 5, but he's going to use legendary resistance to decide not to.
No legendary resistance.
Legendary resistance?
He's an archfey. He can
I hate legendary resistance.
So nothing happens?
He basically, like, you shoot out the electricity, and he just puts up his hand, and it flickers off into the
ceiling.
He's
like Uncle Iroh. He freaking rolled
so he's some shit. Sort of magical thing, then.
He's very magical.
Yeah, he's super magical. Okay.
Do you remember what happens when we're Power Rangers?
Shit.
All right.
Shit.
We have our AC.
That's the only thing I'm good at. So I'm gonna die.
AC is 20.
I mean,
so
no.
He only has so many legendary resistances.
And I only have so many lightning bolts.
We should have like.
All right, Lydar's turn.
I reached in my pocket.
Yes.
And I go, shh, it's morphin' time.
Oh my god.
I use my Power Ranger coin thing until I turn into a Power Ranger.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we have one of those
too. How about that?
So your AC is now back up to 20?
Yep.
And what else? That's it.
That's great.
You're also able, I said once a day you can call your Zord.
That's right.
Yeah. But do we, like, I bought about attacks. Did that get better?
I think I said you had advantage on all your rolls.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
advantage
yes,
on our rolls.
That was right.
Yeah. So
you should morph in time too.
I'm going to
on
my turn.
Okay.
I'm a blue ring. What was that? What was my monster? Pteranodon.
Yeah, you had a
I had a fine one.
So I'm going to say that was your bonus action.
Okay, that's my bonus
action. Okay.
I gave myself a cool sword, I forgot. Damn it.
And I take off and I start running.
But you gave that to Tarragon. You don't have that.
Yeah, you don't have that.
What? No, the sword that I just
got.
He just got the sword in the other room.
Calm down, man.
Whoa, no.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Hey. I don't know.
So I'm running and I pull out my wand of the time thing.
Staff of time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I smack Zach.
Okay.
But like bat, like whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay.
Like home run.
Roll an attack.
An attack. Advantage.
Yeah.
11.
And 12.
12. Plus 7. 19.
That will hit.
Home run, bat that.
Wait, is that it? Is that hold on. Staff of time, how much is it to hit?
It's 1d12 and 1d6.
No, to hit.
Oh.
1d6.
Plus what?
Plus 6 to hit.
Plus 6 to hit,
okay. Oh, sorry. Plus 6.
I said 7.
Oh. It still hits.
To hit. So what do I do? What's my damage?
3.
That's it?
Yeah, you rolled a 1 and a 2. Mm.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
But I'm a Power Ranger.
So you
You get advantage on those
But
rolls?
You know what? You looked really cool doing it.
I did.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't get advantage on damage.
Boo.
You don't get advantage on damage.
But I'll allow you to add your strength.
Okay.
Plus strength.
Plus 7. Nope. Plus 18.
No.
Oh, plus 4.
Yes.
My mod. My modifier.
So 3 okay, cool. plus 4 is 7.
Cool.
7.
Tight.
Okay.
All right. So you take the Staff of Time and you whack Zach up in the head. And you see his eye just pop out of the socket.
Yeah! Nice. Take that, Zach!
Alright, we are. Anything else on your turn? Are you good?
Oh no, I can hit him again! I'll go again!
Okay.
Pop, power, poof!
Hey, guys!
2.
Ooh. So.
That was the better of the 2.
Plus 6. 8.
Yes,
8. It's still not enough, but you like. You kind of. You bop the head and you see the eye go flying. You're like, oh, that's cool. And you kind of whack it at the eye and it goes sailing into the...
That's good.
That's fine.
I'll take that.
Cool. It is now his Lyra's turn.
Okay.
So,
yes.
So, preposition.
Preposition.
Where in relation to the pillar with the thing on it is homeboy?
He is standing 15 feet in front of it.
In front, like...
Yeah, he's or like blocking you.
In front.
No, he's blocking you from it in direct line of sight.
Okay. Is he distracted by the other people?
Oh, I sure am.
Is he distracted?
He's definitely watching what's going on in front of him, so he's not paying attention to what could happen behind him.
So, if I were to sneak, since I have my boots that make no sound.
Okay, with advantage.
If I were to sneak and try to steal the ring from the PLR,
yeah.
Could I do this?
You will have to make a stealth check with advantage.
Stealth check. And do
And you will be able to get there.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's on my
eyeball. Stealth check with advantage. I rolled a 12, and I get plus 6 to stealth, so that's an 18.
I'm the bunny. Right. You're not the bunny.
So this is also, it's called a contested roll. Okay. I roll my perception.
Check!
Hey!
Good name of the show. I got an 18.
You got an 18. God. I rolled a 7.
Great.
So
did she win?
She wins. She doesn't. He does not notice that she flanks around the
empire. Wrap it up, everybody. Thanks for watching. Good night. All
right.
So yes, you are now behind him, right next to the pillar.
Can Dope. I take it? Sleight of hand.
That your stealth was your action. On your next round, you can do something.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say you can take your bonus action to hide.
I'm gonna hide.
So you hide behind the pillar and you just like shrink as much as you
can. I'm tiny.
So you're right behind it right now.
Yes.
It is now Rava's turn.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Well, I'm gonna use my cursed item, the Wand of Gamelon, to banish the evil Zach robot from this realm.
Okay. Dang.
That's an 8. I only needed 7. Yes.
Okay.
Just fuck that guy.
So immediately, you point the wand out, and you're like, "I know how to use this."
I know how to use this. Be gone, you abomination! You're not part of the natural world.
Yes, and immediately this swirling white light bursts out of the wand, encapsulating the Warforged Zach. And it kind of like you see his form gets smaller and kind of like tighten up, and then all of a sudden there's instead of a black hole, there's like a white hole. And it's, there's nothing. He's gone. And the pig monster that was wrestling with him, he just looks around and he's like,
Pudgy pig.
Pudgy pig! Eat the dick bag!
I get so distracted when they giggle.
Yes. Okay.
What is happening over here?
Nobody ever knows why they laugh. They're terrible people.
Yeah, there's some sort of inside felted friend joke going on.
They're also telepathic with each other. I don't know how it works, but they can read each other's minds.
Yep.
So,
they're the best friends.
As that happens, when he sees you banish his
creation, I banish evil Zacchaeus.
God.
He looks at you.
You're dying.
Uh-huh. You're not going anywhere.
What?
And he casts Hold Person on you. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Damn it.
Is it like, hold you like someone holds a baby? Hold you like a friend? Like a hug?
17 plus 5, so 23.
Ooh, okay. That is,
22.
That's enough.
Yes!
He has a really high DC, but you succeeded anyway. All right, so he just looks out at you, and you just look right back at him.
I don't think so, asshole.
Yes!
No!
You are a bag of dicks.
Okay.
You suck out
that's his turn.
Yes!
We're now up to the pig monster.
Yes!
What do you want him to do?
Go, Pudgy Pig! It's
technically Garrick's
turn. It's my turn?
All right, Garrick, what do you want your Pudgy Pig to do?
Pudgy Pig!
Can I tell him to do something and then I can also go?
Well, it'll be your turn.
It's his turn.
Oh, it's his turn. Mm-hmm. Pudgy Pig would like to go and bite on his hands. Because he seems to be doing a lot of gesturing as he uses his magic. So he wants to go bite his fucking hands off.
All right.
Make him stumpy.
So roll an attack.
Okay.
19.
Okay.
Oh,
Pudgy
Pig.
Go, Pudgy Pig.
All right. I'm going to roll a contested grapple. He failed, but he's going to choose another legendary resistance, and he pushes the pig off of him.
No! But he got a 19!
He did, but he still can choose to not.
I'm all going right. to hope he's so out of those.
He's almost out of them.
And now it's my turn?
Okay.
It is now your turn.
I would like to try to use lightning again.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I will attempt to save. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He fails.
And is he going to get hit?
He chooses to let this one go.
Oh.
How much damage?
8d6. 8d6 lightning damage.
All right. Okay, 5. Uh-huh. Plus 7.
12.
Plus 10.
22.
22.
Plus 9.
So 31.
31.
Okay.
You put in a chain of events that led to my father's death and my brother's death and everyone's death. Ah!
Shit.
So yeah, you point your hands out.
Ooh,
you
hear my mother.
Yes. A ribbon of lightning streaks out from your fingers.
Yes.
And completely wrapping around the fae. And you just see,
Nothing.
You just see like sparks and crackles echoing off of his body, and he just stands there stoically looking at you.
You're still a bitch.
all right. You. It is now Lidar's turn.
I think he might be grounded or something. You've got rubber boots on.
I'm gonna hit him with my staff of time.
Go,
I'm
Lidar.
Run. I'm gonna run again because that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. Pop, pop, power, poof.
Power, poof.
Give him a Power Ranger.
That was really close to his vicinity.
Plus 6.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
22. So 1d12 and 1d6. 10 damage total.
Plus my strength.
10 plus strength plus is 4. 14.
Okay. Sweet. All right.
I look at him and I go, had enough?
I will never have enough until you give me that staff.
I hit him again.
With the staff?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no,
what?
No, 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 no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Really?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Shit.
So
shit.
As you go again to shit. Take the staff, you bring it down on his head. He just reaches out and grabs the top and takes it away from you.
No.
No.
Kick him in the dick. Kick him in the dick. Kick him in the dick.
Kick him in the dick.
Bonus action.
Bonus action, kick
him in the dick. Yeah,
kick him in the dick.
Kick him in the dick.
I'll allow it.
Yay.
17.
You'll kick him in the
dick. Yes!
Kick him in the dick.
Yes. I've never been so much prouder than me. Those weren't words, but you know what I meant.
Roll a d6, please.
4.
4. Okay. So, like, you see his eyes start to water a little bit, but he just clenches on harder to the desk.
Oh, no.
Wait. Are we both holding on to it?
You are.
Oh, but I already went. I can't
I know
use
what
my,
you want to do.
I can't use, mm-hmm. Can I use my staff powers?
Yes?
Look!
No!
Stop talking.
Not for you, right. Luke!
I will just hold on really tight. I hold on really tight and I wait for my next turn.
Okay, I'll allow that.
Okay.
Okay.
I ain't letting go, you son of a bitch!
Let go, you asshole!
No!
Alright.
My turn?
Hilzira.
Kick him in the nuts again.
While he's way distracted.
Very distracted. He
yeah, I got him.
Way distracted.
I look over at with Hilzira and I go, wink.
What?
Take that
nothing,
shit?
Nothing.
I'm gonna take the ring. The one ring.
Yes.
To control them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
So I gotta make a sleight of hand, I'm assuming. In which I am an expert!
I'm gonna just say it happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah! Because I get a plus 9 to
yeah.
that.
So. He's not paying attention to what's happening behind him.
I would like to take, yeah, do that.
Okay.
And then I would like to, just...
As you hold it, you notice it's already charged.
Cool. What does it do again?
You basically concentrate of where you want to go, you throw it down, and it releases a spherical portal to where you want to go.
Is it a sphere? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I don't understand this stuff. Is it a spherical portal in time, or is it a spherical portal to, like, transport us elsewhere in this same timeline?
It's not time.
Okay, it's not time?
Yeah.
So if I use this, it just transports us elsewhere, and this douchebag still exists.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand the question necessarily.
You said that if we steal this thing and we do something with this...
You put it back.
Or we, you know, or this guy is going to use it.
Yeah.
So this guy wants to use it regardless, so we could kill this fucker and then use that to put it back. Right?
Use the sure. So the portal is going to take us to where we need to go to put the staff back.
Yeah, but he's still going to try to get it.
Yeah, so we need
to
kill him.
He has to die.
Oh, crap. Yeah, so if we can if we can carry the staff through the portal, then we're cool.
Exactly.
Hashtag enemy Robbie opens a door to music room number 3 and then sizes to Makisuo from Moron High School Host Club. He attacks with a for class etiquette and shameless flattery.
Okay. Yeah. Works for me.
Some guy named Tamaki.
Tamaki.
Okay. Tamaki. So
tight.
Because you basically take the portal with you when you leave.
But he'll
he can still go to the place, though, right?
He'll still exist. He'll still be trying to destroy the world.
Yeah, so we need to kill him.
We need to kill him.
That's not the way
we're not understanding what I'm saying.
No. No. Correct. That's why I'm asking questions.
Time to see why Captain is best captain. Hashtag MO for GM to
get okay, well, right. Here's the thing that happens is
let me set the scene for what's still right now.
Okay.
Lydar and the Lord of the Winter Court are locked in a death grip with this the object.
Right.
Heal Zero just stole the portal device.
Yes.
And coming out of the same door that Zach came out of is
Tamaki Suo.
Yeah. Also Warforged.
Oh, he's Warforged! Damn it!
This is basically his army.
Oh man!
So that is what you see. You ready?
He's polite.
Yes, I am ready. Okay, well, I was gonna try to convince Tamaki Suo to marry me because he's exactly the kind of person that my character would be into. But Dunn, don't like him. I want to gamble on him out of existence. Obviously, Hildira gets the portal, no problem. She opens up the portal in the same moment I fire my crossbow directly into the dick of the bad guy because I saw what he was trying to do and it like sort of didn't work out. So then he stumbles backwards. Garrick takes his flaming sword, decapitates him, and then we all take the staff of time and we go through the portal. It takes us to exactly where we need to go.
Yes.
And when we're there also, where we are, there's just like tacos for everybody. It's a great time. And we all get like delicious. There's like a mini bar. And so we get like delicious cocktails and we're all hanging out, having a great time. And then Matt shows up and just like tells everybody what a great job they did. And the day is totally saved.
A lot of lactate, so he's not farty anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's good.
Wow.
Yeah!
I use my flaming sword to cut bread for everyone. Instant toast.
That was lovely timed DM powers.
Yeah.
That is Ryan's worst nightmare. It happened!
It did. So, as a wrap-up, apparently.
He's so mad.
Not what I mean.
Nope.
Sing cats.
You are teleported directly into the center of the maze that you would went through before. There, the crackling energy, you can see it's just like slowly ripping this temple apart. As you walk closer to where you had removed it from, the disc glows brighter and brighter at the very top of the staff. As you place it back, you see the temple reform itself.
Ooh, fancy.
Seems like you guys taking that staff really did do something pretty major.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was a weapon, and then apparently it's keeping all of time and space together.
At the same time.
The more you know, right?
You feel a little queasy, like something's off.
Uh-oh.
You look at your hands, and they're starting to disappear.
No. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
I don't want to go. prevent your parents' first kiss from happening, and so now you're just going to cease to exist?
The butterfly effect. They just died the normal way. I mean, what did we do?
What happened? What happened?
Everything goes black.
We died?
And you wake back up in the prime material world. Except for you are wherever you were.
I'm wherever I came from. I'm just back in the forest.
You're back in Princess with my animals and
my flower crown. Yeah.
You arrive back at the portal that you started off with. However, it has now turned itself off and collapsed and just left a ash inlaid wall. In the laboratory that you were at the very beginning.
The white lab.
It seems that it has reversed everything back to where you started.
Oh, so I'm not a Power Ranger no more?
No. Everything is...
Oh, I was going to be a superhero after this.
Are we aware
of what we've done?
You are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you look around you.
I'm a Power Ranger.
It's okay.
Sorry.
We'll find you another Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Shh.
You look around you. And you try and, like, gauge the situation, and it doesn't seem like any time has passed between when you stepped through the portal and now where you are.
Oh.
All of a sudden, 10 armed guards run in from the laboratory, and they just hold their staffs against you.
Oh, hey!
How did you break in?
No, you don't understand. My father sent me here. I'm a Garrick Nightshaper.
He brought me here against my will.
You're my employee.
You're Cedric's son.
Yes.
Gosh.
Just now.
All right.
That was easy.
Do you have any identification to prove yourself?
Who else in our family would talk like this?
Huh? All right.
Who else but our family would talk like this?
That's fair.
Yep, there they go again.
There he is. There's British
guard. He goes in and out. He only knows certain words.
That's why they're not high up in politics.
Some of them are British, some are American.
Yep.
Come with us. We'll work this out at security, okay?
Okay.
That one's American.
So they kind of like round you up, bring you back up to the surface, and there in the security holding is also your friend who brought you in the dirigible that he had.
Ah, yeah. Buddy! Yeah. Got the mustache!
Yeah, I remember you.
And he's just kind of patiently waiting there. Like, hey, you guys made it!
Holy shit, you're alive!
Did everything work out? Wait, why are you looking up? He's not in a dirigible.
Whatever, you said he was.
No, that's the guy we left in a dirigible.
I don't know, maybe he got it back.
He's back.
He's just like, yeah, cool, everything's good? Like, did you meet your father? And...
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, I met him. He died, I died. Wait, lots of people
he's
died.
He's not dead anymore because we went back in time.
Is he alive?
He might still be alive somewhere.
That son of a bitch has a lot to answer for.
I feel like he's not alive because that world is now just gone.
Yeah, I think he might have said it right.
We'll find out in the sequel.
All right. So that...
To be continued.
We fly off in the dirigible.
Fair enough.
I leave and I spend the rest of my days in search of my Power Ranger coin.
I go back to wizard school to finish off my education, but I no longer wish to be in the theater. I wish to save the world.
Okay.
I hang out with Lidar and also search of my lost Power Ranger coin.
I also have to start doing push-ups because I've lost my bodyguards.
Yep. Yeah, because fuck this guy.
Yeah, we're going to go be Power Rangers because we know we have that power.
I go to seek out Rava to help me in my quest.
Okay. And you actually exist on the prime material plane as well.
So. Great.
Yeah.
You're just somewhere else.
I'm just in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just living my life.
Yeah.
He's so maybe, talking to birds.
Maybe Garrick runs like a
drow Radagast.
A guidance spell. And you find, if he wants to, he can find you. But yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah.
We did it! Yeah. We
won D&D! I won D&D!
Jean has won D&D again.
Actually, Emma won D&D too.
Yeah, I think Emma won this one. That was fun.
Wow.
Well, thanks everybody for watching our show tonight.
I'm glad Eric died.
For being here for the last day of this campaign.
Yeah. I didn't know this was the last day of this campaign. I feel like I really contributed to it, and I shaped it in a really positive manner. Yeah. There may be more tacos than expected, but really you can blame Matt for that. You really just can blame Matt for all things.
I blame Matt for the entire night, actually.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, we're going to get home at a decent time.
Yay! Thanks!
Thank you.
Hey, Matt!
I believe in people getting enough sleep.
Matt! Matteo! Ven aquí!
Matt!
Tell us things.
Matt! We finished.
We finished! Oh. We finished and saved the world!
If you guys want to find out more about us, go to rollforhotness.com.
Oh, that's right! Thank you guys so much for tuning in, y'all! We did it! You guys did it!
We saved the world!
And you avenged, my character.
I did.
Yuki!
Brother!
Yuki! Matt's character is the one that died.
Why do you pat me like I'm a puppy?
It's glorious.
Excuse me, Emma.
Yes?
Why do you pat me like I'm a puppy? I'm a human being. Oh, no, you're a horse.
What do you have a puppy like?
Think, what?
Yeah.
The fuck, Matt, don't you start. Start patting everybody here. Oh, good boy, Matt.
That was good,
Emma.
Chunky Bunny likes horrifically
insensitive.
I like to scratch Chunk under the chin like a puppy. He likes
unnecessary attention.
He likes
it. Oh my god. Don't encourage them.
It's adorable.
This is damaging to everything we've worked for.
I've never had two ladies pet me at the same time. What?
What? Why is that?
It was sexual. It's just that I've never had two ladies pet me at the same time.
Guys, anyway, thank you so much. We're back next week. A new campaign.
Yes.
We're gonna do some crazy things.
New 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 new
we're going to do a painting stream. So if you want to come to us advice or learn how to paint minis, we're going to do minis painting minis at 1 p.m.
Matt's also going to lose at that.
What day?
I'm not very good at painting, so probably.
He is going to lose at painting, probably.
Yeah, I'm not a good painter. Yeah. But, so we'll be doing that, and then we'll be doing on Wednesday a playtest. Nothing official, just us learning the game, and we want to teach you guys as well. We'll be doing that at 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow we have Trivia Hops. I will be hosting the video game adventure themed Trivia Hops. We have Pam Horton coming on, Laser Corn's coming on. It's going to be really, really great. Then after that, we have the My Hero Academia one shot that Emma's going to GM.
Yeah! Yeah! It's going to be really fun, you guys. We have a great cast joining us. I'm not going to tell you who they're playing, but we have both Peter Sedarso and Megan Strawberry 17 from our Power Rangers show, Power Rangers Hyperforce, joining us tomorrow night, as well as Matt and Malika, and Zach himself is going to be playing in this game. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to kill him, right?
8 o'clock p.m. Pacific. I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm going to try.
You need to promise me.
I promise to try.
And that's all she can really
that's
do.
That's all I can do. I try. Listen, I've GM'd before. I've tried very unsuccessfully to kill players.
That's true.
You saw how much I can try. Players have a way of avoiding death somehow. I don't
know.
That's true. That's true.
The worst. Except for him. He dies a lot.
But you always come back.
See, now he's batting you. It's not just me.
I know. What the hell?
But that was more like it.
Oh, he's going into rage mode.
I'm sorry, Scream.
You won't like him when he's angry.
To do that. Guys, get ready though. We're ramping up. We're excited. Talk to us. We'll be at Warhammer Room in our Discord. Let's do this thing, man.
Yeah.
And we'll see y'all tomorrow for new stuff. Let's do it.